We interrupt this programming to bring you the following presentation of Biloxi Shuckers Baseball. This copyrighted broadcast is presented by the authority of the Biloxi Shuckers and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Biloxi Shuckers. Shuckers Baseball is on the air. It's time to get set for first pitch on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. Biloxi Shuckers Baseball is brought to you by Coca-Cola, the official soft drink of the Shuckers. The Doubletree by Hilton Biloxi, Glass Doctor, Lee Tractor, Renova Roofing, and Smile Doctors. Let's get you set for the action. The Biloxi Shuckers pregame show starts now.
Happy Sunday and welcome inside.
Many have been inside. They'll always be right by my side. Feeling so happy, I'm almost cried. And then he gets to me. And then he gets to me. And then he gets to me.
One and one. Both teams have split the opening two games, and the way they've done it has been a little bit differently. The Shuckers on opening night got a 3-0 win over the Amp Braves, thanks in part to a masterful pitching performance from Tobias Myers. 11 strikeouts and 5 2/3 no-hit innings. The Shuckers would take a no-hitter into the seventh inning before Justin Yeager, Ryan Middendorf, and Abner Uribe were able to close it out, allowing just 3 hits and striking out 5 over the final 3 1/3 innings. Yesterday was a totally different ballgame. The Amp Braves came out hot and heavy against the starter Brandon Canar for the Shuckers. They tagged him for 5 runs in 3 1/3 innings. They would lead 7-0 after 4. And even though the Shuckers would have a bit of a comeback in the ninth inning, they scored 3 runs on 1 hit. The Amp Braves would take it 11-6 to tie the series up at 1 apiece. We had a new rubber match on the first Sunday of the season and Easter Sunday as well. The Shuckers have the right-hander Carlos Rodriguez on the hill, a guy who is incredibly talented. Was the 2022 Brewers Minor League Pitcher of the Year. The right-hander ended last season with a 3.01 ERA and comes in today as the number 12 prospect in the Brewers system. On the other side of things, it was originally Ronhel that was supposed to be going. Alex Ronhel on the mound for the Amp Braves. He's been scratched and he's been replaced with the right-hander Daniel Martinez, who makes his Double-A debut and his first game in the Braves system after being released by the Athletics organization at the end of last season after spending it with the Lansing Lugnuts in IA. First pitch scheduled for 2:05. We'll take a break, and when we come back, it's time for today's pregame interview. We talked to one of the guys who won a multi-hit game last night, Xavier Warren. We discussed getting off to a big start and his time in the Arizona Fall League, where not only did he play, he was also named a National League Fall Star. That comes your way next before first pitch at 2:05. Biloxi Shuckers pregame show rolls on after this. You're listening to Biloxi Shuckers Baseball on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Want a fun, family affordable Saturday night? Join the Shuckers at MGM Park every Saturday home game for Shuck Yeah Saturday. Get out to MGM Park on Saturday, June 3rd at 6:05 against the Pensacola Blue Wahoos. The first 1,000 fans will receive a military jersey-themed lunchbox presented by ASAP. Reserve your tickets today at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com and get in on the fun.
At Glass Doctor, our trained specialists are experts at fixing foggy and cracked glass, leaving any residential window looking like new. Visit GlassDoctor.com to request a free estimate and let Glass Doctor bring back your view.
Watch over 7,000 minor league games during the season with MILB.TV on the MILB First Pitch app and MILB.com. Sign up today at MILB.TV.
Featuring amazing views of MGM Park, downtown Biloxi, and the Mississippi Sound, the Renova Roofing Party Deck is the place to be this summer. The deck includes all-you-can-eat food and beverage service for 2 hours, as well as group recognition on the MGM Park video board during the game. Enjoy the scenic views of the game from the suite level. Get in the action and call 228-233-3465 today.
Want a fun, family affordable Saturday night? Join the Shuckers at MGM Park every Saturday home game for Shuck Yeah Saturday. Be one of the first 1,000 fans at MGM Park on Saturday, July 29th at 6:05 for a clear backpack giveaway presented by Blue Cross Blue Shield of Mississippi. Reserve your tickets today at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com and get in on the fun.
Welcome back inside the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show as the Shuckers and M Braves get set for an Easter Sunday matinee at 2:05. It's time for today's pregame interview. I'm Javik Blake, and we're joined by one of the two multi-hit men last night, Xavier Warren. Xavier, thanks so much for joining us.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks for having me.
Being multi-hit night last night, you were one of two Shuckers to tally multiple hits in the game, but it was your first of the season, and it gets you off to a real good start here early on. What's the importance of having a night like that early on and getting off to a good start?
Yeah, it's really important. The last 2 years, I've started really slow, so this year I just told myself, you know, come out, stay aggressive, and just try to hit the ball hard, you know, keep it simple.
On a night like last night where it wasn't just you getting the hits, it seemed like everyone was jumping in on the action, especially in the late innings. Mm-hmm. Does that make it easier for you to get up to the plate knowing your approach is a good one?
Yeah, for sure. And it's nice having guys in front of you getting on base. Simplifies the game, you know, bases loaded, you know, just got.
Welcome back inside the Biloxi Shuckers pregame.
Hit a ball in the air, get somebody home.
And this is a lineup that has a lot of star power top to bottom. How much easier does it make your job when you look up and down the lineup and see all the talent, all the prospects, all the highly touted guys 1 through 9?
Yeah, it's definitely a elite lineup. I think 1 through 9, you know, it can be dangerous, and then the guys at the bottom can always flip it up to the guys at the top too. So
you're also back in Biloxi this year after 28 games, sort of a cup of coffee at the AA level back last year. How much did those 28 games help you going into this year, kind of knowing what to expect at the AA level?
Yeah, I think it was really nice coming up at the end last year, just get some at-bats, play. I played like almost every game, which was great. And then now being back, you know, I have a feel for the league. I have a feel for, you know, Mikey, the manager, and the coaches and what they expect. So I'm excited for the season.
How important is that to get that cup of coffee? Because the talent jump to AA is a big one for players.
Yeah, it's pretty big, and it's nice because I've played against a lot of the guys on the other teams in this league, in high A and low A and stuff. So, you know, the better players keep moving up, and those are the guys you're going to keep facing all the way up to, you know, big leagues. So,
well, and especially in the Brewers organization, a lot of the levels prior to AA, a lot of the same affiliates that are in the Southern League are also in the Midwest League and in the Carolina League, and you guys kind of all come up together. How much does that familiarity help you?
It definitely helps, you know, being able to say that you've seen some of these arms before. You kind of know what their attacking plan is. And it just adds that level of comfort, you know.
Last year as well, not only did you play with the Shuckers and with the Timber Rattlers, you also appeared in 23 games in the Arizona Fall League. And not only did you play there, you were named a National League Fall Star. How incredible was that experience last fall?
It was a great experience, being able to play with guys from all different organizations. I felt like I learned a lot there, just kind of redefined my approach and just got back to what I'm good at, which is, you know, spraying line drives and getting on base.
What was the biggest thing you learned down in Arizona?
I think just going back to like the approach part, just staying aggressive. I feel like the past 2 years in the season, I've taken too many good pitches, and that's like not my style. So just trying to get back to that.
On the defensive side of things, you've also gone through a bit of a position change in the last couple of years. You were originally drafted as a catcher, but you've been switched over to a full-time infielder, and last night an incredible play on the first base side. What's that transition been like?
It's been great. You know, I played infield in college and high school growing up and everything. Like, I've had more time on the infield, so I've always been comfortable there. And now just being able to focus just on infield, you know, it's better on your legs, better on your body. Just focus on infield and hit it, and that's it.
I'm sure your knees feel a little bit better after every game.
Yeah, definitely.
But not only do you play the infield, but you can play multiple positions. How important is that versatility to you as a player and as you make your way through the organization?
It's huge. I think, and if you look at the big league club, there's a bunch of guys that jump around and play a bunch of different positions. So just having that availability and just, you know, someone goes down, you can always jump in there. It's huge just as far as standpoint of just trying to stay in the lineup.
Well, Xavier, thanks so much for joining us. We're looking forward to many more multi-hit nights and great plays at first this year.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
This has been today's pregame interview. It's the Shuckers and the M Braves at 2:05. That was today's pregame interview with Xavier Warren. Great insight from Xavier into that approach that he kind of got back to in the Arizona Fall League with the Glendale Desert Dogs. They made it all the way to the championship game. He was one of a couple different Brewer prospects to be on the Desert Dogs, including today's starting catcher, Jefferson Caro. It's time to take a look at the starting lineups for today. Let's start off with the Biloxi Shuckers, signed by the manager, Mike Guerrero. Isaac Collins makes his Milwaukee Brewers organizational debut in the leadoff spot. Jackson Churio bats second. Lamar Sparks in the three spot. Xavier Warren bats fourth. Then it's Tristan Lutz, another guy with a multi-hit game last night. 2-for-5 with two runs batted in. Jefferson Caro behind him. Then it's Wes Clark, Ethan Murray, and the other Carlos Rodriguez. There's two of them on the field today. That Carlos Rodriguez is in center. The other Carlos Rodriguez will be on the mound. For the M Braves, Cody Milligan, a guy who had an incredible night last night. Three doubles, three driven in. He bats in the leadoff spot. Cal Conley bats second. King Banal bats third. Javier Valdez, the catcher from Friday night, is back behind the plate. He bats fourth. Mitchell Tolman behind him. 1-for-4 last night in his Braves organizational debut. The Hudson Potts behind him. Then it's Bo Phillips, Drew Campbell, and Jacob Pearson. Carlos Rodriguez, the right-hander, on the hill for the Shuckers. While Daniel Martinez makes his double-A debut on the other side of things for the M Braves, 1-9, with an ERA of 9-30 appearances, 29 out of the pen, and a one start, 39 innings pitched, 27 walks, 35 strikeouts. Opponents hitting 310 against him at IA Lansing in the A's organization. That'll do it today for the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show. We'll take a break, come back, and it's first pitch from Trustmark Park on an Easter Sunday. Biloxi Shuckers baseball starts in a moment.
Other teams might have season ticket holders, but in Biloxi, become a member of the team with a Shuck Nation membership. Pick your way to be at MGM Park for every big home run, late rally, and get out of your seat moment for the 2023 season with one of our memberships, starting as low as $27 a month. Memberships include flexible tickets, exclusive discounts, unique experiences, lasting memories, and more. Become a part of Shuck Nation today at BiloxiShuckers.com or call 228-233-2465.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Everyone deserves a great smile. Smile Doctors by DN Orthodontics is here to help you, Shuckers fans, with some of the country's leading orthodontists right here in Biloxi. Smile Doctors by DN Orthodontics accepts most insurance. Whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, we make amazing smiles affordable with 0% APR financing. Get the confident smile you deserve. Visit SmileDoctors.com today and book your free consult. Smile Doctors by DN Orthodontics, the official smile provider for minor league baseball.
Beer, soda, hot dogs, all at a discount? That's right. Join the boys of summer at MGM Park every Thursday home game for Thirsty Thursday, presented by Yuengling, Coca-Cola, and Kicker 108. Enjoy $2 Yuengling drafts, hot dogs, and sodas, along with $4 draft beer specials. Want more? Splash in with the Shuckers Thirsty Thursday deal with reserved level ticket and two drink vouchers for $14. Join in on the fun and reserve your tickets, hey, at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
His 2-2 offer is swung on and missed, and Nick Bennett, a new career high. The throw to the plate, the tag, he got him! He leaps out, and he makes the catch and a dive!
This is Biloxi Shuckers Baseball on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and Cruisin' WGCN. Your home for every strikeout.
Swung through and missed. It's a new career high for Victor Castaneda.
Home run.
The first offer to Weaver is laced to left field. Going back to the wall, it is gone. And two pitches into the ballgame, the Shuckers have shocked Yuri Perez.
And Shuckers walk-off.
Deep left field, at the wall, it's a walk-off grand slam!
All season long.
The Biloxi Shuckers are going back to the Southern League Championship Series.
Time to head out to the ballpark for first pitch with the voice of the Shuckers, Javik Blake.
And a very, very happy Easter Sunday to you and your family, wherever you're listening in on a Sunday afternoon. As we get set for first pitch between the Biloxi Shuckers and the Mississippi Braves, the Embraves and the Shuckers have split the first two games of this three-game set, which sets up a rubber match on probably the most beautiful day of the whole weekend. Blue skies, some wispy white clouds up above. One of the best uniform matchups in all of baseball. Isaac Collins leads things off for the Shuckers against the righty Daniel Martinez. The Shuckers in their alternate blue jerseys with the B and the Shuckers Oyster on the left side of the jersey and the gray pants as well. Daniel Martinez, the righty, kicks and fires home. First pitch of the game's a called strike. First pitch time at 2:06 p.m. Martinez and the Embraves wearing their alternate red tops with the navy blue lettering and numbering. The pitch to Collins, lifted high in the air to right, hangs up though. Jacob Pearson, the right fielder, couple steps in and makes the catch for the first down. Time to get your first pitch weather today on a Sunday afternoon. 65 degrees here in Pearl. Warmest it's been and the sunniest it's been all weekend long. Sun's starting to poke out a bit. Partly cloudy. Jackson Churio steps up to the plate against the righty Martinez. First pitch, fastball, called a strike, and the count goes to 0-1. The wind, though, which has been a factor all weekend long, in from left at 8 miles an hour. Righty Martinez delivers home. Curveball, Churio smacks it, couple of hops, just foul, third base side. Count goes to no balls and two strikes. Martinez signed as a minor league free agent with the Braves organization on January 30th of this year. Released by the A's last season after a 9 ERA at High A Lansing. The 0-2 delivery. Righty Churio takes off the outside corner of it. Cloud of chalk dust comes up. Count goes to 1-2. Last 2 years, really ever since that canceled 2020 COVID season, have been a rough go for the former sixth round draft pick. The pitch, Churio takes away. Count goes to 2-2. Martinez drafted in the 21st round by the A's back in the 2018 draft out of Riverside Community College in California. 2021, 8.69 ERA between the Arizona Complex League and Single-A Stockton. And then last year, a 9 ERA, and opponents had an OPS of above 1 against him. 2-2 pitch, up and in. Count goes to 3-2 on Churi. And Martinez just got called up today. Alan Ronhell was supposed to be the starter originally when this weekend got started. He got scratched. The bad pitch. Churio fouls it straight up and out of play. Count stays 3-2. So Martinez got the call up and made the drive over from Rome, Georgia to Pearl, Mississippi. Got in this morning and now just past 2 o'clock on the hill. The 3-2 delivery. Churio swings and misses. Fastball up high. Churio strikes out for the second out. We have a minute. Let's take 10 seconds for station identification. Cruisin' WGCM.
Cruisin' WGCM Gulfport and W265DH Gulfport. The flagship stations for Biloxi Shuckers Baseball.
Omar Sparks comes up. Two outs, nobody on here in the top of the first. First pitch misses inside. And the count goes to 1-0. Shuckers and Braves tied at 0 in the top of the first inning. And Braves won game 2 of this series, 11-6 yesterday. They scored in each of the first 4 innings. Martinez delivers. Sparks takes a strike, and the count evens up 1-1. Shuckers rallied late. 2 in the 6th, 1 in the 8th, and then 3 in the 9th inning. Off just one hit. It's a walk fest later parts of yesterday. 1-1 pitch is a curveball that misses low. And the count goes to 2-1. The Shuckers drew 5 walks in the 9th inning last night. They drew 9 total in the game. The Shuckers pitching staff also walked 8 Braves batters. 2-1 delivery to the right-handed Sparks. Misses inside. And the count goes to 3-1. Sparks 0 for 6 so far in the early going. 3 walks, 4 strikeouts in his first 2 games. Martinez comes set at the belt. Now delivers. Fastball called a strike at 92. Count at 3 balls and 2 strikes. Martinez isn't expected to go deep into this thing. And expectations to likely make this a bullpen day for the Braves. The payoff pitch. Sparks swings and lines this to right center field. Drops down for a base hit. Pearson picks it up in the gap. Sparks rounds first with his first hit in affiliated ball since 2021. And it gives the Shuckers a base runner here with 2 outs. Good piece of inside-out hitting. Just smashed it the other way. Sparks has now reached base in every game this series. Brings up the right-handed hitting Xavier Warren. Chance to meet the Braves' defensive alignment. In left is Cade Bunnell. Drew Campbell in center. Jacob Pearson, who's been active this inning, is in right. First pitch. Warren takes low. Javier Valdez, who's behind the plate, blocks it up. Count goes to 1-0. You met Valdez. Time to go first to third around the infield. Hudson Potts at first. Cody Milligan at second. Cal Conley at short. And Bo Phillip at third. Sparks has got some speed. Stole a base with Valdez behind the plate on Friday. 3-step lead. Martinez delivers. Warren takes low and inside on a check swing. Check out to third base umpire Tom O'Neill. Says he does not go. Count goes to 2-1. Oh. Joe McCarthy, Macon Hammond, and Tom O'Neill your umpiring crew today. Warren back in. Switch hitter stands in from the left side. The pitch sparks off to second. Warren fouls it straight back. Hit and run was on. Count goes to 2-1. Sparks last year in the Pioneer League independent ball was more known for his power than his speed, but he's flashing a lot here early. It's looked good. The 2-1 delivery. Warren takes a curveball inside, and the count goes to 3-1. Sparks last season hit .399, 18 homers, 85 driven in with the Missoula Paddleheads. Earned him a contract and a ticket back to affiliated ball. The 3-1 pitch sparks off the second pitch, misses away. Sparks can jog the rest of the way. Warren works a walk, and now 2 on with 2 outs for Christian Lutz. Walks and hard contact are really the problem for Martinez last year. Martinez walked 27 in 39 innings, and 21 of the 49 hits he allowed went for extra bases. 2-1, 2-out, top of the first inning, tied at 0 between the Shuckers and the Braves. First pitch up and into Lutz, and the count goes to 1-0. Last year, Martinez allowed 8 doubles, 1 triple, and 12 homers. And the Midwest League is not the PCL, where it's known to be a hitter's paradise, it is very much a pitcher's league. The 1-0 delivery. Lutz swings and drives it foul. Hard contact, but out of play. Count evens up, 1-1. Lutz yesterday, 2-for-5 with 2 driven in. And a double off the wall and right. Pitch, swing, fouls it straight back. Deflects off, fouled as his mask. And the count goes to 1-2. Jefferson Caro stands on deck, and then to round out the order, it's Wes Clark, Ethan Murray, and Carlos Rodriguez. Carlos D. Rodriguez, Carlos F. Rodriguez will be taking the mound in the bottom of the inning for the Shuckers. It's day one of the double Rodriguez lineup. You'll see that more than a couple of times this year. The 1-2 delivery. Lutz takes strike 3. Curveball that beautifully pings the outside corner. Good first inning in the AA debut for Daniel Martinez. No runs, 1 hit, no errors, and 2 runners left on base. Carlos Rodriguez makes his AA debut on the hill when we come back. You're listening to Biloxi Shuckers Baseball on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Want a fun, family-affordable Saturday night? Join the Shuckers at MGM Park every Saturday home game for Shuck Yeah Saturday. Celebrate the weekend with premium giveaways, specialty jerseys, and unique acts every Saturday night throughout the 2023 season. Reserve your tickets today at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com and get in on the fun.
Rep the pearl and oyster everywhere with a trip to the Shuckers shop at MGM Park and online. Find Shuckers hats, apparel, collectibles, novelties, Marvel Defenders of the Diamond merchandise, and more. Grab your Shuckers gear today at MGM Park or visit shuckers.milbstore.com.
Hi, this is Tyler Black, and you're listening to the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Bottom of the first inning in what has now become a beautiful and sunny Easter Sunday in Pearl, Mississippi. Keeping Blake back with you on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. Carlos Rodriguez out on the hill to make his AA debut. 12th ranked prospect in the Brewers organization. He faces Cody Milton at the top of the order. Then it's Cal Conley and Kane Bunnell. Javier Valdez bats in the cleanup spot. Mitchell Tolman, Hudson Potts, Bo Phillip, Drew Campbell, and Jacob Pearson round out the rest of the order. Drew Wugbauer gets the day off today for the M Braves, along with Landon Stevens. First pitch against the left-handed Cody Milligan. Misses low and inside for ball one. Milligan, a terrific night last night. The 1-0 pitch, fouled back. Count evens up 1-1. Milligan last night, 3-for-5 with 3 doubles and 3 runs batted in. Already the Southern League leader in doubles this year, which is impressive considering everybody in the North Division does not play today. They all started on Thursday. They played Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Get Easter Sunday off. The pitch to Milligan, driven high in the air towards center field. Rodriguez hangs back, now comes in towards right center, and makes the catch. Carlos Rodriguez throws the pitch, and Carlos Rodriguez pulls it in center. Time to meet the Biloxi Shuckers defense on a Sunday afternoon. Tristan Lutz in left. Carlos Rodriguez, not the pitcher, in center. Omar Sparks in right. Jefferson Caro is behind the plate. Xavier Warren at third. Wes Clark at first. First pitch, the switch hitting Cal Conley. Bunt shown, pushed up the third baseline, foul. And the count goes to 0-1. Ethan Murray at short and Isaac Collins at second. Conley a switch hitter up from the left side. Rodriguez-Caro battery, one that was pretty common last year between Wisconsin and Carolina. The 0-1 delivery. Swing and lifted foul. Out of play on the third base side. Count goes to 0-2. Both guys started last year at Single-A Carolina. Both moved up to Wisconsin at the end of the year. 0-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Gets in a fan and miss on a 94-mile-an-hour fastball. Two up, two down. Rodriguez brings up the lefty, Keith Bunnell. Early strikeout for Rodriguez, who had 129 last year. First pitch to Bunnell. He is called a strike on the outside corner. Rodriguez last year, a 3.01 ERA in 20 appearances and 20 starts. The pitch, swing and a miss. Fastball up high. And the count quickly to 0-2. He was rolling at the end of the year with the Timber Rattlers, an ERA just under 2 in his final 7 starts. Looking for a clean first here. The pitch, fastball, misses inside. And the count goes to 1-2. Just an incredible season last year for Rodriguez, who kicks and fires home. Swing and a miss, fastball up high. It's a perfect first inning, and he caps it off with 2 strikeouts. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base in the first inning for Carlos Rodriguez in Double-A. We're tied at 0 after 1. Bloxy Checkers baseball continues in a moment.
I need these prescriptions filled, please.
What's your Megastore number, please?
What is that? I don't have one of those.
You'll need to go back to the back of that other line and then come back to this line when you get it. And there's no hurry. It's going to be 3 hours minimum on getting these filled anyway.
Are you tired of being a Megastore number? At Polk's Drugs on Pops Ferry in Biloxi or on Washington Avenue in Ocean Springs, they know you by name. And you're always in and out in a matter of minutes. And you know, best of all, you don't even have to get out of the car if you don't feel like it. Use their convenient drive up window at Polk's, either location in Biloxi or Ocean Springs.
What you can't get anywhere else. Mississippi Coast Supply. For plumbing fixtures you can rely on. Mississippi Coast Supply. Get selection and service too. Our price is low.
Hey, Sean Cross here for Headliners Plus in Gulfport. When you leave Headliners Plus, in addition to leaving as a satisfied customer, you'll leave as a friend. Brian Hagwood and his crew have been helping friends, customers, and cruisers with their auto, marine, and aviation upholstery needs for over 25 years, one stitch at a time. If your upholstery is frail, freshen it up. Stop by for a free estimate on 34th Street in Gulfport. Headliners Plus, a proud supporter of Biloxi Shuckers Baseball.
The second inning, Biloxi Shuckers 0, Embraves 0. Welcome you back to Trustmark Park. Jefferson Caro digs in for the Shuckers against the righty Daniel Martinez. His first pitch, Caro fouls it off. Count goes to no balls and one strike. Martinez worked out of a two-out, two-on jam in the first inning. Struck out Tristan Lutz on a curveball. Now the 0-1 pitch to Caro. Slider misses away. And the count goes to 1-1. Cadro went 0-3 on Friday night. The pitch misses up and in. Count goes to 2-1. That was Cadro's Double-A debut. Did a great job behind the plate. Got high praise from starter Tobias Myers. The 2-1 delivery. Caro swings and misses. Helmet almost falls off. Has to readjust it. Step out of the box. Count evens up 2-2. Caro steps back in. Almost 20 years old here in Double-A. The 2-2 delivery. up and in. Watch out. Caro splays down on the dirt, gets back up. It was high and inside. Count it 3 balls and 2 strikes with nobody out. The pitch to Caro. He swings and grounds it back up the middle into center field for a base hit. Jefferson Caro has his first hit in Double A. And it leads off the second inning. Brings up the righty, Wes Clark. Good piece of hitting. Just smashed it back up the middle. Waited on it for a moment. Quick hands. Put it into center. Caro at first. Wes Clark stands in. Nobody out here on the top of the second inning. The pitch home. Clark swings and hits a towering fly ball, not deep. Curves towards the line. Milligan over from second, now into foul territory. And then takes it all the way to the seats. Count goes to 0-1. Martinez set at the belt, now delivers. Clark fouls it straight back. Count goes to 0-2. Count no balls and 2 strikes with nobody out. Caro off first. Martinez a long set, now delivers. Slider spirals out of the zone. The count goes to 1-2. Clark back in. 1-6 so far this season. He's reached in both ends of the first 2 games of this series. 1-2. Curveball drops in the zone. Strike 3 on the inside corner. Good 82-mile-an-hour pitch. It's Clark for the first down. Now brings up the right-hander hitting Ethan Murray. Murray's 1-3. Stands in at the right-handed batter's box. Shuckers and M Braves tied at 0. Caro off first. Martinez delivers. Curveball misses away. And the count goes to 1-0. The pitch home. Murray swings and hits it high in the air, but foul. Right field side out of play. Count evens up. 1-1. Murray appeared in the 9-hole on Friday night. Did not play yesterday, but went 1-3 on Friday. The 1-1 pitch. Fastball. Called a strike. And the count goes to 1-2. Murray back in. One out here in the inning. Martinez, hand set at the belt. Kicks and fires. Misses away. Count evens up 2-2. Martinez delivers home. Murray fouls it straight back. Count stays 2-2. Well, the gaudy numbers that we saw last year for Martinez, and not gaudy in a good way, have not appeared so far in his Double-A debut and Braves organizational debut today. 3 strikeouts. Things have been hit hard, but everything's been hit foul. The 2-2 pitch, Caro off to second. Murray pops it up behind home plate out of play. Count stays 2-2. And Caro's got some speed over there at first. Was 10 of 12 on stolen base attempts last year between Carolina and Wisconsin. Just is incredibly impressive for a catcher. Smacked 10 homers, stole 10 bases. Not too shabby. 2-2 pitch. Murray bounces in the ground a couple of times to Milligan at second. Underhand flip to Connolly at the bag. Fires the first. That's a double play for the M Braves to get him out of the inning. Double play helps Martinez out of the inning. No runs on one hit, no errors, and nobody left on base. Third inning and a half. And Braves 0, Shuckers 0. You're listening to Biloxi Shuckers Baseball on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Want a fun, family-affordable Saturday night? Join the Shuckers at MGM Park every Saturday home game for Shuck Yeah Saturday. Make sure to join the Boys of Summer on Saturday, May 13th at 6:05 and be one of the first 1,000 fans in the ballpark for a Shuckers home replica jersey, courtesy of the Mississippi Forestry Commission. Reserve your tickets today at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com and get in on the fun.
Follow the Biloxi Shuckers away from MGM Park for every pitch, promotion, ticket offer, and discount on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. Follow the team at Biloxi Shuckers on Twitter, Facebook, and TikTok, or at Official Biloxi Shuckers on Instagram. Become part of the fun today.
Enjoy 35 flexible Biloxi Shuckers tickets, access to special events, discounts, and more with the Shuck Nation Half Shell Membership Plan. Receive first right to discounted Shuckers postseason tickets, a refillable Shuck Nation mug, a 10% Shuckers Shop discount, community offers around Biloxi, and so much more. Join the fun today at BiloxiShuckers.com or call 228-233-3465.
Of the second inning, Carlos Rodriguez, the righty, drives it home. A leaping grab by Ethan Murray at short to start off the inning. Climbed the ladder, stuck up the glove, and snagged it. Well, welcome back to Trustmark Park.
Now back to the Braves, the designated hitter, number 2, Mitchell Tolman.
Mitchell Tolman now steps in from the left side. One pitch, one out here in the second inning. Rodriguez needed just 10 pitches to retire the side in the first. Rolling here early. First pitch to the lefty, Tolman, up and away. Count goes to 1-0. We're tied at 0. M Braves without a hit. Shuckers with 2. The pitch. Tolman shows bunt. Pulls back. It's called a strike. The count evens up 1-1. Rodriguez, originally a sixth-round pick by the Brewers, delivers home, and Tolman hits it high in the air to right center. Rodriguez over from center, Sparks over from right. Rodriguez calls him off, and for the second time today, Carlos Rodriguez throws a pitch on the mound, and Carlos Rodriguez hauls it in center.
The first baseman, number 22, Hudson Potts.
Brings up Hudson Potts against Rodriguez. Two outs, nobody on. Bottom of the second inning. First pitch from Rodriguez. Misses away. And the count goes to 1-0. The reason why I bring up that Rodriguez was drafted in 2021, last year was his first professional season. And he's already in Double A. Just 21 years old. The pitch. Called the strike. Right in the inside corner. And the count evens up 1-1. The 1-1 delivery. Slider misses away. The count goes to 2-1. Potts 0-for-3 on the year with 3 strikeouts and a walk. That all came in Friday's game. The pitch home. Swing and a miss. Fastball up high. Count evens up 2 balls and 2 strikes. Rodriguez 1 pitch away from 6 up, 6 down. Delivers home. Slider misses away. Hero tried to bring it back to frame it. Called the ball. Count goes full.
20th pitch of the afternoon for Rodriguez upcoming. Kicks and fires home. Misses inside, ball four. Potts becomes the first Embrave to reach this afternoon. Man on first with two outs, bottom two, tied at zero early on in this one. Bo Phillips stands in from the right side. Carlos Rodriguez stares in. The pitch, swing and a miss, dials up a fastball at 93. Phil way late on it. Count goes 0-1. Phillip, 2-for-5 on the season. The pitch, curveball, fouled straight back. And the count goes 0-2. No balls and two strikes with two outs. Fastball high in the zone has been the out pitch so far today for Rodriguez. He delivers up and away. That was with the fastball. Count goes to 1-2. Year-old right-hander toes the rubber, comes set, pots off first. Now the pitch. Swing and a miss. The elevated fastball finishes off another good inning for Carlos Rodriguez. No runs, no hits, no errors, and one runner left on base. We're through two, tied at zero. See Shuckers Baseball continues in a moment.
If you're ready to knock it out of the park this season with your heating and cooling needs, call Keats. When your AC isn't the coldest, call Keats Heating and Air. Our goal is to get you comfortable same day with affordable pricing and a team you can trust. Whether you're searching for maintenance, service, or replacement, we've got you covered. Remember, don't sweat the heat. Call Keats Heating and Air Conditioning at 228-265-8609.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJ'sAutoParts.com. VJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
When it comes to top-notch AC installation and repair, AC Man in Ocean Springs knocks it out of the park. AC Man is your local Rheem dealer with affordable prices and convenient financing available. Of course, if you need maintenance and repair to your current unit, AC Man will be there in a jiffy to get you all cool and comfortable. Call AC Man in Ocean Springs at 228-875-4487. AC Man, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
Marcos Rodriguez, the hitter, starts things off in the top of the third inning. Jake Blake back with you on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. Thanks much for spending your Sunday afternoon with us. It's been a good pitching matchup so far. Shuckers 0, Embrave 0. Daniel Martinez back on the hill for his third inning of work. First pitch to the lefty Rodriguez. Tipped foul. Count goes 0-1. Rodriguez still looking for his first hit at the AA level. 0-for-7 with 4 strikeouts. He's gone hitless in the first two games. Right-handed to Martinez, delivers. Rodriguez fouls it off, back towards the on-deck circle, and Isaac Collins sticks out the left hand and snags it. A nifty play back in the on-deck circle. Count an 0-2. It's not too often you see that. The 0-2 delivery. Rodriguez swings and misses. Curveball low at 82. Fourth strikeout of the day for Martinez. Fifth time this year already that Rodriguez has struck out. All five have been swinging. Rick
brings it back to the top of the order and Isaac Collins. Top of the third, nobody on, tied at zero. First pitch, Collins takes inside. Count goes to 1-0. Collins, a switch hitter up from the left side. Flew out to center last time up. The pitch misses low. And the count goes to 2-0. It's a hard hit ball. The problem was it was a bit high for Collins, who's in his organizational debut with the Brewers. Was selected in the minor league phase of the Rule 5 draft from the Rockies this past winter. The 2-0 delivery. Misses low and in. Kemp goes to 3-0. Last year spent the entire season with the AA affiliate of the Rockies, the Hartford Yard Goats, in the Eastern League. 221 average, but he stole 30 bases. Martinez delivers. Misses low, and Collins reaches on a four-pitch walk. Brings out the catcher, Javier Valdez, to the mound. Brings up Jackson Churio with the man on. Churio struck out back in the first inning on a high fastball for Martinez. One of four different batters to strike out against Martinez this afternoon. Collins, three-step lead off first. Check back to first. He's back in time. Throughout his career, Collins has been a guy who's stolen a lot of bases, especially throughout his time in the Rockies system. The pitch, Collins off to second. Churio swings, and it's high in the air, but foul. That's the third time today we've seen the hit and run from the Shuckers. And that's also the third time today we've seen someone foul it off. Martinez misses low. Churio takes. Count evens up, one ball and one strike. Churio calls time and steps out. Early innings are where the Shuckers have done their damage in this series to jump ahead. They did it in game one, scored one in the first, two in the second, off starter Roderick Munoz. Check back to first. Collins back in time. Then yesterday, it was the Braves who used early runs in the early innings to set the stage for a win. They're up 7-0 by the end of the fourth inning, including four runs in the fourth inning. Randy Martinez fires home. Churio swings and misses. Fastball up and in. Count goes to 1-2. Churio steps back in. Very back of the right-handed box. Red, white, and blue batting gloves. The 1-2 delivery. Misses low. Bounces into Valdez's glove. Count evens up. Two balls and two strikes. Valdez's first throw back to the mound went over Martinez's head. Finally, the shortstop had to pick it up, fire it back to the dugout, and Valdez was waiting for Martinez to turn back around to throw him the baseball. Two balls, two strikes, the count with one out. The pitch, Collins off to second. Churio swings and hammers this one to left. Bunnell goes back towards the wall, and it's just barely foul. He put a charge into it. Just a little bit ahead. Counts even. And stays even, two balls and two strikes. That would have been one way to, if not
a first double-A home run, an extra base hit at the double-A level, smashed right next to that 335 sign down the left field line. The 2-2 delivery. Collins off again. Churio swings and misses. Throw to second, not in time. Collins has his first stolen base of the year. It's the fifth stolen base for the Shuckers this year. Brings up Lamar Sparks now with the runner in scoring position and two outs. Shuckers would love to get on the board here. Been in a bit of a rut offensively with runners in scoring position. First pitch to the right-handed Sparks. Curveball misses inside. Count goes to 1-0. They enter today 4-for-17 with runners in scoring position. That's been the hard part, the hits. The getting on base part's been easy. A 462 OBP thanks to the fact they've drawn 8 walks with runners in scoring position. The pitch to Sparks. Slider pulled the strike. Count evens up 1-1. The Orioles organization. Martinez delivers. Swing and a miss. Count goes to 1-2. Martinez comes set, checks second, now delivers home. Sparks swings and hits it on the ground. One hop by Phillip and in the left field for a base hit. Collins round third and comes home. Sparks is into second with a sliding double, and the Shuckers lead it 1-0. It was a hard hit ball that just bounced over Phillip's glove at third. Sparks a multi-hit game, his first as a member of the Shuckers. Now brings up the switch hitting Xavier Warren. Sparks at second, two outs, 1-0 Shuckers here in the third. Pitch to Warren. Fastball called the strike. Count goes to 0-1. Warren's playing third base today. We talked to him for today's pregame interview on the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show. Converted catcher who's now become a full-time infielder in the Brewers organization. The 0-1 pitch. Misses low. Valdez blocks it up. Count evens up. 1-1. Martinez checks second, now fires home. Warren swings and drives this one down the right field line. Pearson goes over, dives, and it's past him, and rolls to the wall. Sparks comes home. Warren flies around second. He's going to third. Milligan picks it up, the cutoff man, and keeps the baseball. It's a sliding triple for Xavier Warren, and the Shuckers lead it 2-0. Second RBI of the year for Warren. Now brings up the right hand hitting Tristan Lutz, but first it brings out the pitching coach, Bo Henning. It's a hard hit ball for Warren. Pearson, the right fielder, and a good beat on it. Dope. But just like we saw yesterday with Carlos Rodriguez going towards the line in that big fourth inning for the Embreeves, where he dove and missed it by about a half inch. Same thing to Pearson, just this time in right field. Home plate umpire Joe McCarthy comes out to break it up. Righty Tristan Lutz gets set to stand in. Mm-hmm.
Blunt struck out looking on a curveball back in the first inning. We're in a walking leadoff third. Pitcher Martinez. Blunt swings and loops it foul. First base side out of play. Count goes to 0-1. Martinez delivers. Up and away by Valdez. Warren thought about it for a moment, but decided to go too late, took two steps and sprinted back. It's not a normal backstop here at Trustmark Park. The netting goes all the way down to the ground. They have seating that's about 3 to 4 feet below the playing surface. You're basically eye level with the grass. So instead of hitting a wall and deadening, it hits the net, flings on back to the plate. 1-1 the count. Pitch to Lutz. Fastball called a strike. Goes to 1-2. Martinez about to throw his 65th pitch of the afternoon. Delivers it to Lutz. Lutz swings and drives this to center field. Campbell goes back on his horse towards center. Now turns around and takes one hop up off the batter's eye for a ground rule double, and it's 3-0 Shuckers. It's a lot of hard contact here in the third inning for Biloxi. A hard double from Sparks, a hard triple from Warren, and a hard ground rule double from Lutz. Brings up Jefferson Caro. That wall in center here at Trustmark Park, 402 feet away. One hopped it with ease. First pitch to the righty, Caro. Curveball called the strike, and the count goes to 0-1. Caro singled back up the middle in the second inning. Had to dance out of the way of a couple different pitches to avoid being hit. The 0-1 pitch. Caro takes low. Count evens up 1-1. Shuckers lead it 3-0. Tristan Lutz at second. Two outs in the inning. Shuckers have scored all three runs with two outs in the third. The pitch. Caro swings and rolls it on the ground. Phillip backhands it at third. Fires across the diamond. One hop. Good job by Potts to be able to bring him in. And that ends the inning. But not before the Shuckers score three runs on three hits, no errors, and leave one on. Through 2.5, Blunt's 3, M Braves nothing. Carlos Rodriguez back to the hill when we return. You're listening to Biloxi Shuckers Baseball on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Kick off the summer at MGM Park on Thursday, June 1st, as the Shuckers take on the Blue Wahoos with a beach towel giveaway night presented by Beau Rivage. Be one of the first 1,000 fans in the ballpark and receive a special Shuckers beach towel to use throughout the summer. Visit the MGM Park box office or BiloxiShuckers.com to reserve your spot today. The Biloxi Shuckers are back at MGM Park for the 2023 season on Tuesday, April 11th against the Pensacola Blue Wahoos at 6:35. Make sure to arrive early as the first 250 fans will receive a space-themed Shuckers shirt presented by Infinity Science Center, and the first 4,000 fans are set to receive a Shuckers magnet schedule presented by WLOX. Get to the MGM Park box office or BiloxiShuckers.com to reserve your seats today.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
bottom of the third inning back at Trustmark Park. First pitch from Carlos Rodriguez is up and away to the left-handed hitting Drew Campbell. Welcome you back to Trustmark Park. It's been a fun one so far. Carlos Rodriguez has been terrific. The pitch dribbled up the third baseline, rolled into foul territory. Hero picks it up. Count evens up 1-1. Carlos Rodriguez in his Double-A debut has gone and retired six of the first seven batters he's faced. The only man who's reached is Hudson Potts, and that was on a walk with two outs in the second. Three strikeouts, all on fastballs high in the zone. That's been the put-away pitch for the six-foot-tall right-hander. Rivers home to the lefty Campbell. Swing and poked foul. Hard contact, but way ahead of it. Smacks on a seat down the right field line. Count goes to 1-2. Campbell 1-for-5 in the series. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Throws a hammer curve. Strike out of the deck. Great debut right now brewing for Carlos Rodriguez. First pitch to the lefty, Jacob Pearson, swing and a miss. 90 miles an hour, and the count goes to 0-1. The pitch, swing and a miss, count goes to 0-2. His fastball's at around 93, 95 miles an hour. Pearson stands back in, 0-for-3 in the series with two strikeouts, up for the first time today. The pitch, fastball, misses off the outside corner. And the count goes to 1-2. The way Rodriguez is rolling right now, it feels a lot like how Tobias Myers was pitching on Friday. The pitch, lifted foul, had a play behind home plate. Count stays 1-2. Rodriguez delivers. Swing and a miss. That's three straight strikeouts for Rodriguez. He's got five on the afternoon. Four of the five strikeouts have come via the fastball. Back to the top of the order and the lefty Cody Milligan. Rodriguez delivers. Swing and lifted foul. Had a play behind home plate. Count goes to 0-1. This is an M Braves lineup that's stacked with lefties, and that was what made Rodriguez so good last year. 0-1 pitch, up and in. Check swing, and third base umpire. Tom O'Neill says he goes around. Count goes to 0-2. Lefties last year against Rodriguez hit just 193. The 0-2 pitch to the left-handed bat. Swing and a miss. He strikes out the side, and he struck out four in a row. Welcome to Double-A, Carlos Rodriguez. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on base. We're through three. Shuckers lead it 3-0. Let's see, Shuckers baseball continues in a moment.
Oh no, there's water everywhere.
Dad, a pipe broke.
My poor carpet.
We need a plumber.
And fast.
Roto-Rooter does plumbing.
We need somebody to clean up this water.
And Roto-Rooter does water cleanup.
As soon as I can find the phone and all this water, I'm calling a bunch of people.
I told you, Roto-Rooter does both. 1-800-GET-ROTO.
Wait, Roto-Rooter does plumbing?
And water cleanup?
Yeah, they do both. 1-800-GET-ROTO.
What's their number?
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name.
And away go troubles down the drain.
I need these prescriptions filled, please.
What's your megastore number, please?
What is that? I don't have one of those.
You will need to go back to the back of that other line and then come back to this line when you get it. And there's no hurry. It's going to be 3 hours minimum on getting these filled anyway.
Are you tired of being a megastore number? At Polk's Drugs on Pops Ferry in Biloxi or on Washington Avenue in Ocean Springs, they know you by name. And you're always in and out in a matter of minutes. And you know, best of all, you don't even have to get out of the car if you don't feel like it. Use their convenient drive-up window at Polk's. Either location in Biloxi or Ocean Springs.
What you can't get anywhere else. Mississippi Coast Supply. For plumbing fixtures you can rely on. Mississippi Coast Supply. Get selection and service too. Our price is low, our quality's high. What you can't
sign on my Sunday best. Hey, every day can be a better day despite the challenge.
Top of the fourth inning, Biloxi Shuckers and Mississippi Braves, 3-0 Shuckers. As Wes Clark stands in for Biloxi. First pitch, Clark takes a strike and the count goes to 0-1. New pitcher in the ballgame, it's Jose Mantilla. Daniel Martinez done after three innings of work. The pitch misses away. Count goes to 1-1. The Shuckers get to the Embrace bullpen. First time this afternoon. The 1-1 pitch. Clark swings and tips it into Valdez's glove. Count goes to 1-2. Clark calls time and steps out. Tia comes set, delivers to the right-handed Clark. Swing and a miss. Fastball at 91 for strike three. Clark strikes out for the second time today. Turns up the right-handed Ethan Murray. Final line for Martinez. He goes three innings, gives up five hits, three runs, all three earned. Walks two, strikes out five, throws 69 pitches. Murray digs in from the right side. The pitch. Murray swings and lines this one in the air deep to right. Pearson goes back now over towards the line, and it tips off his glove, and he drops it. Murray strides in a second. Pearson looked like he had the beat on it, and then all of a sudden, the last moment, he just dropped it. An E9 puts Ethan Murray at second. It's the first error of the year for the M-Braves. Brings up Carlos Rodriguez with the man in scoring position. Montilla's first pitch. Rodriguez swings and lines it on the ground in left center field for a base hit. Murray comes around third. Bunnell picks it up. Rodriguez streaks into second. The third of second, not in time. Tips off Milligan's glove and then the flex off Rodriguez's body. It's an RBI double, and Carlos Rodriguez has his first double-A hit, and it's 4-0 Biloxi. Well, how do you like that? Shuckers cash in on an error. Carlos Rodriguez breaks an 0-for-8 slump to start the year. What a way to break out of the skid, get your first hit in double-A. Hard hit ball into the gap. And now to the top of the order and Isaac Collins. First pitch. Misses inside. Count goes to 1-0. Mantilla making his double-A debut here in 2023. Split last year between three levels. The 1-0 delivery. Collins swings and misses. Count evens up 1-1. Went 4-1 with a 2.16 ERA between the Florida Complex League Braves, Augusta, and Rome. 1-1 delivery. Collins takes a strike on the outside corner. Count goes to 1-2. Shuckers have given him a very welcome introduction to double-A today. Randy Mantilla comes set. Rodriguez off second. The pitch misses up and away. Counts even. Two balls and two strikes. Collins 0-for-1 today with a walk and a stolen base. Mantilla delivers. Up and away. Count goes full. On deck is Jackson Churio. He's 0-for-2 today with two strikeouts, but missed his first double-A home run by about 3 feet. Back last time up with a foul ball that he smashed down the left field line. The pitch home. Collins takes
works his second walk of the day. Two on, one out for Jackson Churio. Shuckers lead the M Braves 4-0 here in the fourth inning. First pitch to the righty Churio. Swing and a miss. Fastball up and in. Count goes to 0-1. Montilla delivers. Churio swings and fouls it straight up and out of play behind home plate. Count goes to 0-2. Rodriguez at second. Collins at first with one out. Checkers scored three in the third, one here in the fourth. Already smashed out seven hits today. Montilla delivers. Churio swings and hits a towering fly ball way foul. Count stays 0-2. Takes a step out of the box. Wasn't happy with himself after that swing. It's a good pitch to hit. Just a little bit under it. See what Montilla goes with here. The 0-2 pitch. Churio swings and hits this one high in the air. First base side foul territory. Potts over towards the Shuckers dugout. Makes the catch up against the railing. A great play from Potts in foul territory. Now two outs for Lamar Sparks. Count at the end of the dugout for the Shuckers is athletic trainers Andrew Stalling and Tanner Booze. They both had to get out of the way. Well, Potts almost ended up in their lap. Lamar Sparks digs in from the right side. Two on with two outs. The pitch. Sparks swings and hits it high and foul. First base side out of play. Count goes to 0-1. Sparks has had himself an afternoon. Two for two with a single and a double. Drove in a run last time up. Rodriguez off second. Collins off first. Whole lot of speed. Pitch up and in. Count goes to 1-1. Collins has a ton of speed on first. Has already stolen a base today. So anything in the gaps could get him in. The pitch. Sparks swings and loops it foul. First base side out of play. Now it goes to 1-2. Back in from the right side. Montilla stares in. Now comes set. The 1-2 pitch. Sparks swings and hammers this one down the right field line, but again it's foul. Count stays 1-2. One ball and two strikes with two outs. The pitch. Sparks swings and hits it on the ground. Left side of the infield. Conley gets it at short, fires to second. And that ends the inning. For the Shuckers, they get one run on one hit, one error, and leave two stranded. Through 3.5, 4-0 Biloxi. Carlos Rodriguez back to the hill. When we return, you're listening to Biloxi Shuckers Baseball on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Join the Shuckers every Friday home game for the best fireworks show on the coast. Watch the skies illuminate over MGM Park for a special show presented by Hard Rock Hotel and Casino Biloxi on May 26th at 6:35 as the Shuckers take on the Montgomery Biscuits. Reserve your tickets today at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com. Want a fun, family affordable Saturday night? Join the Shuckers at MGM Park every Saturday home game for Shuck Yeah Saturday. Join the Shuckers for Shuck Cancer Night on Saturday, April 29th at 6:05 with specialty jerseys that will be auctioned off after the game to benefit the American Cancer Society and raise funds in the battle against cancer. Reserve your tickets today at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com and get in on the fun.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rolen as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Cruising, WGCM Gulfport and W265DH Gulfport, the flagship stations for Biloxi Shuckers baseball.
First pitch of the inning misses up and in to the switch hitting Cal Conley, who's up from the left side. Second pitch misses inside. The count evens up, one ball and one strike. Carlos Rodriguez back on the hill. Check that, count at two balls and no strikes. Rodriguez delivers. Conley takes a strike, and now the count goes to 2-1. Shuckers lead it 4-0. Got a run in the top half of the fourth inning. Pitch to Conley. Lifted foul ball. Third base side out of play. Count evens up 2-2. But the story of the day has been Carlos Rodriguez. He's struck out four straight batters, up to six strikeouts through three innings. The pitch home. Cold strike three on the inside corner. He struck out five in a row. And another strikeout on that fastball. Six strikeouts today on the fastball. First looking strikeout recorded by Rodriguez. Now up comes Cade Bunnell. First pitch. Fastball misses in. Count goes to 1-0. To open up the Southern League scoreboard, brought to you by Owa Parks and Resorts. 1-0 pitch, misses inside, and the count goes to 2-0. Plan your visit today at visit OWA.com. The scoreboard report, there's one other game. The 2-0 pitch, swing and a miss, count goes to 2-1. At 4:05, it is Montgomery and Pensacola. Patrick Monteverde gets the start for Pensacola, while Cal Wilcox goes for Montgomery. The 2-1 delivery. Called the strike. Count goes to 2-2. Every team in the North Division is off today. They all started on Thursday. The 2-2 pitch misses inside, and the count goes full. Three balls and two strikes. Everybody's off tomorrow in the league. 3-2 pitch misses low. Ball four. Just the second batter reaches against Rodriguez today. This time it's Bunnell and brings up the right-handed catcher, Javier Valdez. As a reminder, the Shuckers open up at home on Tuesday for the home opener. 6:35 first pitch. A lot of different things happening at the ballpark that day. First pitch from Rodriguez. Accidental contact on a check swing, and it's fouled back for strike one. Get your tickets today, BiloxiShuckers.com and the MGM Park box office. Valdez 0-1 today. The pitch up and in. Count evens up, one ball and one strike. He got robbed by Ethan Murray at short. Hit a hard hit liner. Murray climbed the ladder to grab it. The pitch, swing, and a ground ball. Couple hops, third base side. Xavier Warren grabs it, but it's in foul territory. Count goes to one ball and two strikes.
Rodriguez comes set. Now the pitch. Curveball. This is low. Rodriguez thought it was strike three. Took a couple steps towards the visiting dugout on the first base side. Walks back to the hill. Pitch to Valdez. Misses low and away. Caro pops up quick. Pinellas more than a couple steps off the bag. Count goes full. Rodriguez's pitch count in good shape. Next pitch just is 53rd of the afternoon. The pitch. Swing and fouled straight back. Count stays full. Do it again. Three balls, two strikes, one out here in the fourth inning. The pitch, swing and driven high in the air. Not deep enough in left. Lutz comes in a couple steps, makes the catch for the second out. Two outs, one on. Shuckers up 4-0 in the bottom of the fourth inning. Left-hand hitting Mitchell Tolman. Now steps into the left-handed box. The pitch, fastball misses away, and the count goes to 1-0. Tolman flew it to center back in the second inning. Rodriguez has not allowed a single ground ball today. The 1-0 delivery. Swing and a line drive looped into right field, drops down for a base hit. Sports picks it up, and now puts on the brakes after second. Made a turn and then stopped, turned back around. Mitchell Tolman has the first hit of the afternoon for Mississippi. So first and second with two outs for Hudson Potts. First time all afternoon, the Embrays have been anyone in scoring position. And the first time all afternoon, they've really been able to get to Carlos Rodriguez. It's the first hit of the afternoon. Here with two outs, bottom of the fourth inning. Pitch to Potts. Swing and a miss. Fastball in the inside corner. Count goes to 0-1. Potts walked back in the second inning. Before Bunnell walked with one out in the fourth. He was the only one who had reached base today. The pitch. Curveball called the strike. Count quickly goes to 0-2. All right, he stares in. Caro flashes the sign. 5 seconds left in the pitch clock. Rodriguez comes home. Fastball misses inside. Count goes to 1-2. He used up every single second available of those 18 seconds with runners on. And there Caro calls time and runs out to the mound. 14 seconds with nobody on. 18 seconds with a runner on. Mound visit finishes up. Caro walks back to the plate. All black catcher's gear. He's got the all-star make and model. Black pads, black chest protector, and a black skull cap as well. Now Caro calls time for the first and third signs. The runners on first and second, so it's your first and second signs. Defensive signs up the middle. 1-2 the count, back underway. The pitch, curveball, misses low and away. Count evens up, 2 balls and 2 strikes. Potts back in from the right side. 2-2 the count with 2 outs. Rodriguez fires home. Curveball, spins it in low. Quintero blocks it up in the dirt. Count full with two outs. Vanell at second, Tolman at first. They'll both be off with the pitch. Rodriguez trying to work out of a bit of a jam here in the fourth inning. First time the Braves fed a runner in scoring position. The pitch, runners go, it's low, and they're loaded up for Bo Phillip. Vanell to third, Tolman to second, Potts to first. And that brings out the pitching coach, Will Schierholz. Join the broadcast and let us know where you're tuning in from today with our Text the Booth line. Join the broadcast at 601-514-0776. Text the broadcast at 601-514-0776. Let us know where you're tuning in from this Easter Sunday. Beautiful day here at Trustmark Park. Sun's poked out a couple times.
Now that's the Braves. Number 9.
Cloudy afternoon, high 50s, low 60s. A little warmer than it's been the last couple of nights. Schierholz walks back to the dugout. Caro back behind the plate. We're about ready to go. Tying run at the plate. 4-0 Shuckers, bottom of the fourth inning. Bases loaded, two outs. The pitch misses low and in. Count goes to 1-0. The wind, which starting the day was coming straight in from center, has now started to drift straight in from left. The 1-0 delivery. Fastball called the strike. Evens up 1-1. Phillip struck out swinging on a fastball back in the second inning. The pitch. Fastball called the strike on the outside corner. Count goes to 1-2. And that fastball high in the zone has been Rodriguez's punch-out pitch. Four of his seven strikeouts have come the very top of the zone. Got seven strikeouts so far. Delivers home. Swing and a miss. Fastball high in the zone, and he works out of a bases-loaded jam. Making 8 strikeouts in a double-A debut for Carlos Rodriguez. And in the inning, no runs on 1 hit, no errors, and 3 runners left on base. We're through 4 at Trustmark Park. Shuckers 4 and Braves nothing. Let's see Shuckers baseball continues in a moment.
Hey, Sean Cross here for Headliners Plus in Gulfport. When you leave Headliners Plus, in addition to leaving as a satisfied customer, you'll leave as a friend. Brian Hagwood and his crew have been helping friends, customers, and cruisers with their auto, marine, and aviation upholstery needs for over 25 years, one stitch at a time. If your upholstery is frail, freshen it up. Stop by for a free estimate on 34th Street in Gulfport. Headliners Plus, a proud supporter of Biloxi Shuckers baseball.
If you're ready to knock it out of the park this season with your heating and cooling needs, call Keats. When your AC isn't the coldest, call Keats Heating and Air. Our goal is to get you comfortable same day with affordable pricing and a team you can trust. Whether you're searching for maintenance, service, or replacement, we've got you covered. Remember, don't sweat the heat. Call Keats Heating and Air Conditioning at 228-265-8609.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJ'sAutoParts.com. VJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
Over the speakers at Trustmark Park. Come on, keep it back to the top of the fifth inning. First pitch to Xavier Warren. It's a fastball. That's called a strike. And the count goes 0-1. Xavier Warren, a switch hitter, up from the left side for the Shuckers.
They lead it 4-0 over the M-Braves. Top of the fifth inning. Already Jose Montilla delivers a changeup low. Count evens up 1-1. Shuckers offense has scored all four runs in the last two innings. The pitch. Warren swings and fouls it straight back off Valdez. Count goes to 1-2. Steve Warren. That's not a term to use lightly with that. He got it straight off the face mask. Home plate umpire Joe McCarthy walks out of brand new ball to Montilla and slowly walks back to give him a couple minutes. Count now at 1-2 in the switch hitting Warren. Leaves the bat a couple times in the left-handed box. Montilla delivers. Swing and lifted in the air towards right. Pearson drifts over towards right center and makes the catch. Brings up the right-handed hitting Tristan Lutz. 4-0 Shuckers here in the top of the fifth inning. Lutz last time up, a ground rule double. Straight away center field. One of the deepest parts of the ballpark. First pitch. Swings. Fouls it off. First base side out of play. Count goes to 0-1. It's part of three straight extra base hits. Help plate three runs and give the Shuckers at the time a 3-0 lead. The 0-1 delivery. Misses low. Count evens up 1-1. Shuckers have certainly come alive today in the extra base hit side of things. They have four. They came in today with just one. Lowest in all the Southern League. The pitch. Lutz fouls it off right into the dugout. Watch out. A couple guys skip away. Right next to manager Mike Guerrero, who's on the top step of the Shuckers dugout on that first base side. Count it 1-2. Montilla delivers home, up high. Count evens up 2-2. Montilla set, now delivers to Lutz. Swing and a miss, fastball up high at 92. Lutz strikes out for the second time today. Up the right hand hitting for Sakura. Caro digs in from the right side. Two outs, nobody on here in the fifth inning. Shuckers up 4-0. Montilla delivers. Caro takes up and in. Count goes to 1-0. That has been a scary spot for Caro today. Been up and in a couple of times. Had to flail out of the box. Montilla delivers. Caro swings and misses at a fastball. Count evens up 1-1. Caro's had a good day today, though. 1-2. Got his first hit in Double A back in the second. The pitch up and in. Count goes to 2-1. One delivery. Caro takes high. The count goes to 3-1. Wes Clark stands on deck. He's 0-2 today with 2. Montilla delivers. Caro swings and misses. Final swing and a pitch top of the zone. The count goes to 3-2. Full with two outs and nobody on. Shuckers up 4-0 here in the top of the fifth. Montilla delivers. Caro swings and misses. Fastball again high in the zone, this time at 92. And it's a 1-2-3 inning for the M-Braves. Second 1-2-3 inning this afternoon. No runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. We're halfway through the series finale at Trustmark Park.
Biloxi leads it 4-0. You're listening to Biloxi Shuckers Baseball on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Enjoy 35 flexible Biloxi Shuckers tickets, access to special events, discounts, and more with the Shuck Nation Half Shell Membership Plan. Receive first right to discounted Shuckers postseason tickets, a refillable Shuck Nation mug, a 10% Shuckers Shop discount, community offers around Biloxi, and so much more. Join the fun today at BiloxiShuckers.com or call 228-233-3465.
And we're back with breaking news. Coke Zero Sugar might be the best Coke ever.
That's right, Jim. Coke Zero Sugar is a must-try for any Coke fan, so make sure you... Jim. Jim. We're on the air.
Ooh, yes, this tastes like the best Coke ever to me. Your thoughts, Jen?
Well, can I have a sip?
Jen, we're in the middle of reporting the news.
I need to try it first.
At Glass Doctor, our trained specialists are experts at fixing foggy and cracked glass, leaving any residential window looking like new without replacing the entire window. Bring back the view of any window with Glass Doctor. Visit glassdoctor.com to request a free estimate on repairing your foggy or cracked windows. Let Glass Doctor bring back your view.
Call the Glass Doctor, we'll fix your paint. Oh yeah!
Bottom of the fifth inning, Nick Bennett now on the hill for the Shuckers. And the first pitch, the lefty Drew Campbell swing and a miss. And the count goes to 0-1. Shuckers lead it 4-0. Carlos Rodriguez done after four incredible innings in his Double-A debut. The 0-1 delivery misses away. Count evens up 1-1. Rodriguez goes 4 innings, gives up 1 hit, no runs, 3 walks, 8 strikeouts, and throws 66 pitches. Pitch to Campbell. Misses away, and the count goes to 2-1. Now for Nick Bennett, this is a pretty special appearance. It's his first relief appearance in his entire life. He is 26 years old. The 2-1 pitch, swing and lifted in the air, out towards left field. Lutz stays back on it, comes in, and makes the catch towards the line for the first out. And that's right, it's not his first relief appearance in his career with the Brewers. His baseball playing life. He had been a starter all the way up until the 2023 season. The Brewers talked with him at the end of last year and said, hey, we're thinking about moving you to a relief role. First pitch to the lefty, Jacob Pearson, misses away. And the count goes to 1-0. And Bennett's probably the most excited guy about the whole thing. Lefty-lefty matchup. The pitch misses low and away. Count goes to 2-0. He was talking with some of the media on Media Day. Talked about how his stuff might actually play better in a relief role. The pitch misses low. Count goes to 3-0. He said that now instead of having to kind of game plan about who he's going to throw to what, he can just throw his best stuff whenever. The pitch, called the strike. Count goes to 3-1. And he said that might help if he can just empty the tank as soon as he gets out there. 3-1 delivery. Swing and lifted in the air, right field towards the line. Sparks comes over, and it's down, out of play. Count goes to 3-2. Pearson struck out swinging back in the third. Bennett delivers. Swing and a ground ball right side of the infield. Couple hops to Collins at second. Fires to Clark at first. Pearson's retired for the second out. Quick note on Rodriguez's start. His 8 strikeouts now put the starting rotation at 24 strikeouts in just 13 innings this year. It's a ridiculous total. Pitch to Cody Milligan. Left-handed batter looks at it off the outside corner. The count goes to 1-0. There's a start to the season. Then there's that.
The 1-0 delivery. Swing lifted in the air, foul. Third base side out of play. Count evens up, one ball and one strike. Bennett trying to carry on what Rodriguez started. A little bit of a different leg kick. Delivers it home and slow it away. Count goes to 2-1. It was a little bit of a hitch and he almost kicked out his leg when he went to pick it up. Pitch to Milligan. Swing and a miss. Pulls the string and a curveball at 87. Count even. Two balls and two strikes. The pitch. Slider. Misses up high. Bennett thought it was strike three. Went a full 360. Turned back around and then saw that Milligan was still standing there. A 4-0 lead. Bennett fires a pitch home. Swing and a ground ball back up the middle. Collins was shifted towards first. And went right back up the middle for a base hit. Just the second hit of the day for the Emeralds. Brings up the switch, hitting Cal Conley. Conley 0-2 today from the left side. Now switches to the right side against the lefty Bennett. Pitch to Conley. Slider called the strike, and the count goes to 0-1. Conley was the only batter in this lineup that had faced Carlos Rodriguez coming into today. The pitch. Swing and a ground ball right back up the middle, but this time right there's Isaac Collins. Flips to Murray at second, and that ends the inning. Not a bad first inning in your first ever relief appearance in your entire life. M Braves scored no runs on one hit, no errors, and one runner left on base. We're through five. Shuckers lead it 4-0. Watch the Shuckers baseball. Continues in a moment.
When it comes to top-notch AC installation and repair, AC Man in Ocean Springs knocks it out of the park. AC Man is your local Rheem dealer with affordable prices and convenient financing available. Of course, if you need maintenance and repair to your current unit, AC Man will be there in a jiffy to get you all cool and comfortable. Call AC Man in Ocean Springs at 228-875-4487. AC Man, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
Oh no, there's water everywhere.
Dad, a pipe broke.
My poor carpet.
We need a plumber.
And fast.
Roto-Rooter does plumbing.
We need somebody to clean up this water.
And Roto-Rooter does water cleanup.
As soon as I can find the phone and all this water, I'm calling a bunch of people.
I told you, Roto-Rooter does both. 1-800-GET-ROTO.
Wait, Roto-Rooter does plumbing?
And water cleanup?
Yeah, they do both. 1-800-GET-ROTO.
What's their number?
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name.
And away go troubles down the drain.
Roto-Rooter!
I need these prescriptions filled, please.
What's your Megastore number, please?
What is that? I don't have one of those.
You will need to go back to the back of that other line and then come back to this line when you get it. And there's no hurry. It's going to be 3 hours minimum on getting these filled anyway.
Are you tired of being a Megastore number? At Polk's Drugs on Pops Ferry in Biloxi or on Washington Avenue in Ocean Springs, they know you by name. And you're always in and out in a matter of minutes. And you know, best of all, you don't even have to get out of the car if you don't feel like it. Use their convenient drive-up window at Polk's. Either location in Biloxi or Ocean Springs.
Welcome back to Trustmark Park. We're back going in a hurry. Between any time, we're still at about 40, 45 seconds left. West Park got up, Quentin said, no, I'm ready to go for the Shuckers. And first pitch, little check swing and some accidental contact. And there's a bloop out to right for a base hit. The leadoff man on for the Shuckers. Top of the sixth inning. Shuckers lead it 4-0. The pitch to Ethan Murray misses inside. Right-handed batter gets ahead in the count. One ball and no strikes. Right-hander Jose Montilla comes set, delivers home. Murray swings and hits this one high and hard to left. Bonaldo comes in a couple steps. The wind bats this thing down and retires Murray for the first out. Shuckers are going to be excited to go home. Just because the wind has been brutal to them all weekend long. They have not hit a home run. They've had a couple ones that have just died at the warning track. Including two yesterday that were dead at the base of the wall. Carlos Rodriguez up, the left-handed bat. First pitch is a changeup low, and the count goes to 1-0. Rodriguez got his first double-A hit back last time up in the fourth inning. The pitch, swing and lifted foul. Third base side out of play. Count evens up, 1-1. Bark at first. Conley Milligan, double play depth up the middle. Pitch misses low. And the count goes to 2-1. Rodriguez in the very back of the left-handed box with bright yellow cleats. The pitch, swing, and hammers this one deep to center. Campbell goes back and rounds it off at the warning track in left center to make the catch. Rockers might not have a home run, but they might lead all double-A and hard hit balls to the warning track this weekend. It has been oh so close time and time again. Ball not traveling as well in the 60-degree air. 2-1 delivery. Fastball called a strike, and the count goes to 0-1. It's back around at the top of the order, and Isaac Collins, 0-1 today with two walks. Switch hitter in from the left side against the righty Montilla. The pitch. Collins swings and dribbles it back up the middle. He sprints over to first. Conley gets it. Bare hands it. Fires to first and barely gets Collins. Maybe by a half step. In the top of the sixth, no runs on one hit, no errors, and one runner left on base. Through 5.5, Shuckers 4, M Braves nothing. You're listening to Biloxi Shuckers Baseball on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Want a fun, family affordable Saturday night?
Join the Shuckers at MGM Park every Saturday home game for Shuck Yeah Saturday. Watch the Shuckers take on the Trash Pandas in style on Saturday, July 15th at 6:05 with a Shuckers bucket hat giveaway for the first 1,000 fans presented by Hard Rock Hotel and Casino Biloxi. Reserve your tickets today at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com and get in on the fun. Join the Shuckers every Friday home game for the best fireworks show on the coast. Start your weekend off right with the Boys of Summer, baseball, and fireworks. Reserve your tickets today at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Want to roll out the barrel and grab a beer? Come out to MGM Park for Brew Crew Tuesday, presented by FEB Distributing during every Shuckers Tuesday home game. Enjoy the game in style with a souvenir tumbler at the first and third base beer gardens for $12 and $6 refills. Our beer gardens feature premium craft beers from the coast and beyond. The only way to be a part of the fun is to get to the ballpark. Reserve your seat today at MGM Park, box office, or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Trustmark Park. Nick Bennett back on the hill for the Shuckers. His first pitch of the inning is a cold strike to left-handed hitting Cade Bunnell. Welcome you back inside the broadcast booth here at Trustmark Park. Bennett delivers. Slider called the strike. And the count goes to 0-2. Javon Blake with you here on a Sunday afternoon. Beautiful day for baseball. Blue skies, sun out for the first time this weekend. Temperatures in the mid-60s. And a pitch clock violation called against Nick Bennett. Count goes to 1-2. Bennett delivers home to Bunnell. Slider misses low, and the count goes to 2-2. Bennett called time. You can't call time as a pitcher or catcher with nobody on. The pitch, swing and a miss. Fastball up high.
pitch clock violation or not, doesn't matter to Bennett. It's his first strikeout of the day. Pinnell strikes out for the second time. He's a right-handed catcher, Javier Valdez. Shuckers lead it 4-0. Four runs on 7 hits and no errors. For the M Braves, no runs on 2 hits and an error. First pitch to Valdez. Misses inside. Count goes to 1-0. Bennett delivers. Swing and tap foul back towards the on-deck circle. Count evens up 1-1. Chance to take a look at the Owa Parks and Resort Farm Report. Scoreboard update brought to you by Owa Parks and Resort. Playing your visit today at visitowa.com. The 1-1 pitch up high. Count goes to 2-1. Milwaukee looking to continue the good times. Up 6-1 right now. Top of the 8th inning against the Cardinals. The 2-1 pitch. Up high, count goes to 3-1. In AAA, Memphis up 6-1 on Nashville. That game's just gone final. In high A, the Timber Rattlers and Sky Carp all tied up at 4 in the 10th. The pitch misses inside for ball 4. Valdez walks, puts a runner on with one out for Mitchell Tolman. In the Carolina League, Mudcats playing 2 today. We'll assume their suspended game from Friday yesterday got rained out. Today's part of a doubleheader. They won it in 10 innings, 5-3, currently in the bottom of the first inning in game 2, tied at 0. The pitch misses low and away. Camp goes to 1-0. Tolman 1-for-2 today. Singled last time up. One of just 2 hits today from the Embraves. Pitch from Bennett. Swing and lifted high in the air. Left side of the infield. Warren, the third baseman, under it. Drifts towards the bag and makes the catch. Now 2 outs for the right-hand hitting Hudson Potts. 4-0 Shuckers. One man on here in the bottom of the 6th inning. Bennett's first pitch, slider, pulled the strike on the inside corner. Count goes 0-1. Valdez off first. Left-hander fires home. Swing and a ground ball third base side. Warren down to a knee, loops it over to second. Collins is there. And another effective inning for Nick Bennett out of the bullpen. In the inning, no runs on no hits, no errors, and 1 runner left on base. Shuckers pitching a shutout the Embraves through 6. They lead it 4-0. Luxy Shuckers baseball continues in a moment.
What you can't get anywhere else. Mississippi Coast Supply. For plumbing fixtures you can rely on. Oh, Mississippi.
Hey, Sean Cross here for Headliners Plus in Gulfport. When you leave Headliners Plus, in addition to leaving as a satisfied customer, you'll leave as a friend. Brian Hagwood and his crew have been helping friends, customers, and cruisers with their auto, marine, and aviation upholstery needs for over 25 years, one stitch at a time. If your upholstery is frail, freshen it up. Stop by for a free estimate on 34th Street in Gulfport. Headliners Plus, a proud supporter of Biloxi Shuckers Baseball.
If you're ready to knock it out of the park this season with your heating and cooling needs, call Keats. When your AC isn't the coldest, call Keats Heating and Air. Our goal is to get you comfortable same day with affordable pricing and a team you can trust. Whether you're searching for maintenance, service, or replacement, we've got you covered. Remember, don't sweat the heat. Call Keats Heating and Air Conditioning at 228-265-8609.
bowl game for the entry. Blake back with you on a Sunday afternoon, at least for wherever you're tuning in from. Jose Mantilla, done after three innings of work, gives up one unearned run on two hits, one walk, three strikeouts, throws 42 pitches, and gives way to the left-hander, Alex Siegel, a 25-year-old who stands in at 6'4", 200 pounds, on to make his season debut. Momentary delay, third base umpire Tom O'Neill has to run on down. Gate was left open down the left field line. Siegel's first task is Jackson Chourio at the plate. Chourio's 0-for-3 today. Popped out to Hudson Potts, first baseman, right in front of the Shuckers dugout. Last time up, first pitch, called the strike. And the count goes to 0-1. Siegel last year spent time with three different levels. The pitch. Chourio swings and dribbles off his front foot. Count goes to 0-2. Split tie between rookie ball, single A, and high A. 34 strikeouts in 21 appearances in 26 innings. This is the righty Chourio. Left-handed Siegel fires home. Chourio swings and pokes it foul. Hard off the netting. Stays 0-2. Six of the nine in the Shuckers order today have a hit. It's been a good afternoon for the Biloxi order. Pitch, Chourio takes inside on a check swing. First base umpire Macon Hammond says he does not go. That goes to 1-2. Chourio back in on the right side. Now the pitch from Siegel. Chourio swings and rolls it on the ground to second. Milligan grabs it, fires to first. Beats Chourio by 7. Up the right-handed hitting Lomar Sparks with one out. The pitch up and away. Count goes to 1-0. Shuckers lead it 4-0. Top of the seventh inning with no one on. Sparks has had a great day at the plate. 2-for-3, single and a double. The pitch. Sparks swings and misses. Helmet almost comes flying off. Count evens 1-1. Siegel comes set. Now the pitch. This is high and away. That goes to 2-1. The pitch. Sparks waves and misses. Count goes to 2-2. Sparks at 24 years old. Started his professional career back in 2017 after being drafted out of high school. 2-2 pitch. Sparks swings and pops it foul. First base side out of play. We'll do it again. Spent from 2017 to 2021 in the Orioles organization. A really highly touted guy out of high school. Perfect game. All-American. The pitch bounces in the dirt. Count goes full. Well, the interesting part is that he played in the 2016 Perfect Game National Showcase that was held at JetBlue Park in Fort Myers. And on that team was 2021 and 22 Shucker Gabe Holt and Freddy Zamora. The pitch misses away and Sparks draws a walk. They didn't know it at the time. But Zamora and Sparks are two of his teammates. 7 years later. Sparks draws a walk, goes to the first. Now a man on with one out for Xavier Warren. Switch hitter up from the right side against the lefty Siegel. Sparks has some speed. The pitch up and away.
Count goes to 1-0. Warren 1-for-2 today. The pitch. Called the strike. Then the count evens up 1-1. Warren walked in the first, tripled in the third, off the wall and right, and flew out to right last time up in the fifth. The pitch. Warren swings, and it's this one high in the air to left. Hangs up in the wind, though. Bunnell gets under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs now for Tristan Lutz. Lutz is 1-for-3 today. Two strikeouts and a ground rule RBI double. Shuckers up 4-0 in the seventh. Pitch, called a strike. Slider that bites the outside corner. Count goes to 0-1. He digs in from the right side with Lamar Sparks at first. The pitch, Sparks off to second. Pitch misses inside. Valdez's throw. Third base side of the second base bag. Sparks in with the stolen base. Sparks is second of the year. Sixth of the season for the Shuckers. They've gone a perfect 6-of-6. The 1-1 delivery. Lutz waves and misses. Count goes to 1-2. They entered today with the third most stolen bases in Double A without being caught. They're now tied for second. Not a bad way to start the year on the running side of things. Talk about the starting pitching success. Now throwing the running game as well. Pitch misses low. Count evens up 2 balls and 2 strikes. Time called. Valdez and Siegel both check their game cards. What the signals are going to be with the runner on second. 2 balls and 2 strikes with 2 outs. 4-0 Shuckers in the seventh. The pitch, Sparks off to third. That's called strike 3 on the outside corner. In the inning, no runs, no hits, no errors, and one runner left on base through 6.5. Shuckers lead in 4-0 over the M Braves. Listening to Lutz and Shuckers baseball. Lutz and Shuckers radio
network. David G's favorite shirt. I can make a sausage and I'm firing it up. Yeah, everybody knows how I get my grill on.
Kaneka Sausage is the exclusive sausage sponsor and hot dog provider of MGM Park. Find them at your next trip to MGM Park at the first and third base concession stands.
As I get my grill on.
Join the Shuckers every Friday home game for the best fireworks show on the coast. Start your weekend off right with the Boys of Summer, baseball, and fireworks. Reserve your tickets today at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com. Want a fun, family affordable Saturday night? Join the Shuckers at MGM Park every Saturday home game for Shuck Yeah Saturday. Be one of the first 1,000 fans in the ballpark on Saturday, July 1st at 6:05 and receive a Shuckers Hawaiian shirt presented by Kaneka Sausage. Reserve your tickets today at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com and get in on the fun.
The seventh inning, Shuckers lead the M Braves 4-0 back inside Trustmark Park on a beautiful Easter Sunday afternoon. First pitch from Nick Bennett to Bo Phillip. Slider called the strike on the outside corner to the right-handed bat. And the count goes to 0-1. Temperatures in the mid-60s, blue skies, couple of clouds. Pitch misses away, and the count evens up 1-1. Just a picture-perfect day for Easter Day baseball. The pitch, swing and a miss. Fastball right in the back foot. Count goes to 1-2. Bennett stands on the hill. Now kicks the leg, fires home. Slider misses up and away. Count evens up 2-2. Rodriguez started the game today. Struck out 8 over 4 scoreless innings. Nick Bennett in relief has followed up masterfully. The pitch up and away. Count goes to 3-2. Through two innings of work, his first two as a reliever as in his entire life. He's given up one hit. That's it. The pitch, corked foul. Left field side out of play. Count stays full. He's given up a single and a walk, struck out one. And most importantly, hasn't allowed a run. The payoff pitch. Swing and a ground ball. Skips off the mound, back up the middle. Collins gets it behind second, fires to Park at first. Phillip retired for the first out.
Now back to the Braves. Number one, Drew Campbell.
He's up the left-handed hitting Drew Campbell. One out, nobody on. 4-0 Shuckers here in the seventh. The pitch. Pulled the strike, and the count goes to 0-1. Xavier Warren plays a couple steps in on the third base side. Shuckers shift over. Bennett deals home. Slider called the strike, and the count goes to 0-2. Murray, the shortstop, a little more up the middle, and Warren about 25 feet off the third base bag. Bennett fires home. Swing and a miss. Fastball off the outside corner. Campbell strikes out for the second time today. The second strikeout for Bennett. He's up the left-hander hitting Jacob Pearson. Two outs, nobody on. 4-0 Biloxi in the seventh. Bennett, a little bit of a hitch in the windup, delivers home, and it's flared out to left. Lutz stays back on it. Now five steps in, takes one step back, and makes the catch. The final out of the inning. Real good inning for Nick Bennett. Sets down the side in order. No runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. We head to the eighth. It's 4-0 Biloxi. Biloxi Shuckers baseball continues in the moment.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJ'sAutoParts.com. VJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
When it comes to top-notch AC installation and repair, AC Man in Ocean Springs knocks it out of the park. AC Man is your local Rheem dealer with affordable prices and convenient financing available. Of course, if you need maintenance and repair to your current unit, AC Man will be there in a jiffy to get you all cool and comfortable. Call AC Man in Ocean Springs at 228-875-4487. AC Man, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
Oh no, there's water everywhere.
Dad, a pipe broke.
My poor carpet.
We need a plumber.
And fast.
Roto-Rooter does plumbing.
We need somebody to clean up this water.
And Roto-Rooter does water cleanup.
As soon as I can find the phone and all this water, I'm calling a bunch of people.
I told you, Roto-Rooter does both. 1-800-GET-ROTO.
Wait, Roto-Rooter does plumbing?
And water cleanup?
Yeah, they do both. 1-800-GET-ROTO.
What's their number?
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name.
And away go troubles down the drain.
Roto-Rooter!
Top of the eighth inning. Biloxi Shuckers lead it 4-0 as Jefferson Caro leads it off. First pitch fouled off. Count goes to 0-1. So welcome you back inside Trustmark Park on a Sunday afternoon. Victor Vodnik now into the game. His second pitch up high. The count evens up 1-1. Vodnik comes in relief of the lefty Alex Siegel, who last one inning, no runs, no hits, one walk, one strikeout on 19 pitches. Vodnik's pitch up and in. Count goes to 2-1. Vodnik makes his second appearance. Appeared on Friday, struck out two in a scoreless and hitless inning. Delivers home. Garrow fouls it straight back. Count evens up 2-2. Vodnik also pitched the eighth inning. Garrow struck out against him on a high fastball. In a 3-0 Shuckers opening night win. The 2-2 pitch. Garrow checks his swing. In checking the swing and trying to get out of the way, accidentally fouls it off. Count it, 2 balls and 2 strikes. Garrow, 1-for-3 today. Single, strikeout, ground out. The pitch, Garrow tags this one out to right center. Pearson back on it, uses his glove to shade the shun. And reels it in for the first out. Brings up the right hand hitting Wes Clark. 4-0 Biloxi, top of the eighth inning. Nobody on. Right-handed first baseman today steps in. 1-for-3 with 2 strikeouts. First pitch, Clark hammers it high in the air, but foul. Third base side, tails out of play. Count goes to 0-1. That foul ball brought to you by Glass Doctor. Whether it's your windshield or any other type of damage, call Glass Doctor at 228-641-9167 or visit gulfcoast.glassdoctor.com. Pitch out. Misses low and away. Count evens up 1-1. Vodnik enters today as the 14th ranked prospect in the Braves system by Baseball America. It's a non-roster invite to Braves spring training. Pitch, swing, and a miss from Clark. High fastball. Count goes to 1-2. Clark calls time, steps out, readjusts the batting gloves. Vodnik spent most of last year at AAA Gwinnett. ERA under 3 in 24 appearances. Long hold, delivers home. Skips it past Valdez. Count evens up, 2 balls and 2 strikes. Before getting promoted to Gwinnett, he was with the Braves, and he was terrific. Didn't allow a run in 7 innings and struck out 14. Delivers home, Clark waits back on it, bounces it back up the middle. Conley, the shortstop, over, throws to first. Potts picks it out of the dirt. Now 2 outs. Ethan Murray comes up. 4-0 Shuckers. Top of the 8th inning. 2 outs. Nobody on. Emory's pitching has been real good ever since the Shuckers tacked on that extra run in the 4th inning to make it 4-0. 3 2/3 innings since. Just 2 Shuckers have reached base. The pitch, Murray lines it foul, out of play. Count goes to 0-1. It was a Wes Clark single to lead off the 6th, and a Lamar Sparks walk in the 7th. And that's been it. Two pitch. Murray fouls it straight back. Count stays 0-2. Off the very top of the netting. Bounces back down next to Valdez. Pitch up and away. Count goes to 1-2. Shuckers have Daryl Thompson up in the bullpen. For Thompson, he comes in and be the first ever appearance in affiliate ball. The pitch dribbled back up in front of home plate. Von Nick grabs it, throws to first, and beats Murray by a half step. It's 1-2-3 inning for Von Nick. He's faced six this series, and he's retired each and every one of them. We're through 7.5. Shuckers lead in 4-0. Listening to Biloxi Shuckers baseball on the Biloxi Shuckers radio network.
Join the Shuckers at MGM Park on Saturday, August 12th at 6:05 as they take on the Tennessee Smokies and celebrate Olympic royalty for Women in Sports Night. The Shuckers are set to honor Gulfport's own Brittany Reese, a three-time Olympic medalist and seven-time world champion, with a bobblehead in her likeness for the first 1,000 fans. Visit the MGM Park box office or visit BiloxiShuckers.com to get your tickets for the celebration. Want a fun, family affordable Saturday night? Join the Shuckers at MGM Park every Saturday home game for Shuck Yeah Saturday. Get out to MGM Park on Saturday, June 3rd at 6:05 against the Pensacola Blue Wahoos. The first 1,000 fans will receive a military jersey-themed lunchbox presented by ASAP. Reserve your tickets today at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com and get in on the fun.
At Glass Doctor, our trained specialists are experts at fixing foggy and cracked glass, leaving any residential window looking like new. Visit GlassDoctor.com to request a free estimate and let Glass Doctor bring back your view.
Watch over 7,000 minor league games during the season with MILB.TV on the MILB First Pitch app and MILB.com. Sign up today at MILB.TV.
Shuckers 4, Mississippi Braves nothing, and into the ball game is Daryl Thompson. Nick Bennett done after three innings. Thompson faces the top of the order, and it starts with the lefty Cody Milligan. Lefty Thompson sets the letters, deep breath, and comes home. Swing and a miss. Daryl Thompson's first pitch in affiliated ball is a strike. It has been a winding career from Daryl Thompson that started in the Pecos League. He's led all the way to Double A. The 0-1 delivery, up and away. Count evens up, one ball and one strike. Thompson out of Shenandoah University, a Division III school in the Old Dominion Athletic Conference. The 1-1 pitch misses away. Count goes to 2-1. He graduated from there in 2016, joined the Roswell Invaders of the Pecos League, the lowest level of professional baseball in the United States. The 2-1 delivery. Fastball called the strike. And it evens things up, two balls and two strikes. He went from 2 years there to then with the Schaumburg Boomers in the Frontier League, where he's been with ever since. Thompson fires home. Swing and fouled away. Counts even. Stays even. Two balls and two strikes. Played with the Schaumburg Boomers, the Long Island Ducks, the Gateway Grizzlies. The 2-2 delivery. Slider checks his swing. Third base umpire says he does not go. Count goes full. Been the Boomers, the Geary South Shore Railcats, the Invaders, the Newmarket Shockers, the Long Island Ducks, and now finally, after a winding career, the Biloxi Shuckers. The 3-2 pitch misses away, ball four, and Million has a walk to the off lead. And that's the impressive part about Daryl Thompson's career. Is there are not many guys in 2016 playing in the Pecos League are A, still playing baseball, and B, playing in affiliated ball. Really proud moment for Thompson and the entire Boomers coaching staff back in Schaumburg.
First pitch to Cal Conley, runner off to second. The throw to second, on time! Milligan's hosed by Jefferson Caro. Pitch was a strike. Count goes to 0-1. Jefferson Caro threw out over 40% of base runners this year in the Arizona Fall League. Milligan, the first to try and take a bag against him this year. Caro now sitting at 100% in 2023. The 0-1 delivery from Thompson, swing and a miss. Count goes to 0-2. One out, nobody on. 4-0 Shuckers, bottom of the eighth inning. Thompson, deep breath, stares in, fires home. Swing and a miss. Darryl Thompson's got his first strikeout in affiliated ball. That now brings up Cade Bunnell.
Now at the Braves, number 24, Cade Bunnell.
A lot of firsts here for Darryl Thompson. Bunnell steps in from the left side. 0-2 today, two strikeouts and a walk. Two outs, nobody on. Shuckers up 4-0 in the eighth. The pitch. Fastball called a strike. Count goes 0-1. Take one last look at the Southern League scoreboard. Brought to you by Owa Parks and Resort. Plan your visit today at visitowa.com. Pitch from Thompson. Swing and a miss. Count goes 0-2. Only other game in action is just underway. Top of the first inning. Montgomery and Pensacola tied at 0. Team in the North Division has today off. The 0-2 pitch to Bunnell. Cold strike three on the outside corner, and it's a 1-2-3 inning for Darryl Thompson in his first inning in affiliated baseball. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base, and back-to-back strikeouts to end it. We head to the top of the ninth. It's 4-0 Biloxi. Biloxi Shuckers baseball continues in a moment.
I need these prescriptions filled, please.
What's your Megastore number, please?
What is that? I don't have one of those.
You'll need to go back to the back of that other line and then come back to this line when you get it. And there's no hurry. It's going to be 3 hours minimum on getting these filled anyway.
Are you tired of being a Megastore number? At Polk's Drugs on Pops Ferry in Biloxi or on Washington Avenue in Ocean Springs, they know you by name. And you're always in and out in a matter of minutes. And you know, best of all, you don't even have to get out of the car if you don't feel like it. Use their convenient drive-up window at Polk's. Either location in Biloxi or Ocean Springs.
What you can't get anywhere else, Mississippi Coast Supply, for plumbing fixtures you can rely on. Mississippi Coast Supply, get selection and service too. Our price is low, our quality's high. What you can't get anywhere else, Mississippi Coast
Hey, Sean Cross here for Headliners Plus in Gulfport. When you leave Headliners Plus, in addition to leaving as a satisfied customer, you'll leave as a friend. Brian Hagwood and his crew have been helping friends, customers, and cruisers with their auto, marine, and aviation upholstery needs for over 25 years, one stitch at a time. If your upholstery is frail, freshen it up. Stop by for a free estimate on 34th Street in Gulfport. Headliners Plus, a proud supporter of Biloxi Shuckers Baseball.
Nothing. Jamie Blake back with you from Trustmark Park. Carlos Rodriguez leads it off against the new right-hander Kyle Wilcox, who's in the game. His first pitch misses inside to Rodriguez. Count goes to 1-0. Von McDonough after an inning of work. 3-up, 3-down. No walks, no strikeouts. Throws 15 pitches. Delivers home. Lefty Rodriguez checks his swing, goes around as he spirals out of the box, pitch off his back foot. Count evens up, 1-1. Wilcox, deep breath in the mound, now delivers inside.
Count goes to 2-1. Wilcox pitched an inning on Friday. Same sort of situation. Shuckers were up, shutting out the M Braves. He came in the eighth inning, struck out two in a scoreless inning of work. Delivers to Rodriguez. Misses high. The count goes to 3-1. Rodriguez, 1-for-3 today with an RBI double in the fourth. Pitch from the righty. Rodriguez slices it foul. Count goes full. Foul ball brought to you by Glass Doctor. Whether it's your windshield or any other type of damage, call Glass Doctor at 228-641-9167 or visit gulfcoast.glassdoctor.com. They have pitched to Rodriguez. Swing and loops it in the air. Short left field. Bunnell charges in. Gets under it. Makes the catch. It's back to the top of the order, and the switch hitting Isaac Collins comes up to the plate for the fifth time today. 0-for-2 with two walks, a ground out, and a flyout. In from the left side, first pitch up high. Count goes to 1-0. Shuckers today, 4 runs on 7 hits and no errors. The M Braves, no runs on 2 hits and 1 error. Struck out 12 times, 8 against Shuckers starter Carlos Rodriguez. The pitch, Collins takes inside. Count goes to 2-0. Collins has shown the speed today, stole a base back in the third inning. Stole 30 last year with the Hartford Yard Goats, double-A affiliate, the Colorado Rockies. Wilcox delivers. Collins bounces it back up the middle. Conley, the shortstop, gets it in front of second, fires to first, and Collins beats it out by about a half step, a hard-charging infield single. The first hit the Brewers organization for Collins now puts a man on with one out for Jackson Chory, who digs in from the right side. Chory 0-for-4 today. First pitch, Collins off to second. Chory checks his swing, goes around. Ball goes by Valdez. It's already on the move, Joe. Gets credited with the stolen base. It's almost like the hit and run was on. Churio got about halfway through his swing and knew it was going to be by Valdez and tried to hold it up. But either way, count goes to 0-1. Runner now in scoring position for the Shuckers in the top of the ninth. The righty Wilcox comes set. The pitch. Churio fouls it back. Count goes to 0-2. Collins is a menace on the base paths. He's dancing back and forth, hopping towards third, hopping back towards second. Shuckers today have 3 stolen bases. Collins has 2 of them. Biloxi's a perfect 7 of 7 on the base paths in this first series. Collins dances. The pitch misses low. Count goes to 1-2. Chorio back in, very back of the right-handed box. Sets his hands a little bit above the back shoulder, a little bit of a bat waggle. The 1-2 pitch. Chorio swings and hits this one high in the air towards the line and left. Bunnell's got to hurry and charges in the shortstop. Connolly able to make the catch in really short left field, but more like right for a depth. He had to run about 130 feet to grab it. Two outs now, and Lamar Sparks comes up. Sparks in from the right side. Man on second with 2 outs. Shuckers up 4-0. The pitch. Fastball misses inside at 100 miles an hour. And the count goes to 1-0. Wilcox, stuck a little peek at the scoreboard. Delivers home. Fastball called a strike. Count evens up 1-1. Sparks is 2-for-3 today with a walk. Single and an RBI double in the third, part of a three-run Shuckers inning that made it 3-0. Wilcox fires home. Sparks takes the slider. Count goes to 1-2. Good pitch right at the knees. Two outs, Collins at second. Shuckers lead it 4-0 in the top of the ninth inning. Wilcox delivers. Sparks waves and misses through a slider. And Wilcox ends the inning with a strikeout. In the inning, Shuckers get no runs on one hit, no errors, and one runner left on base. We head to the bottom of the ninth. Darryl Thompson back on the hill looking to close out a Shuckers series victory. You're listening to Biloxi Shuckers Baseball on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Featuring amazing views of MGM Park, downtown Biloxi, and the Mississippi Sound, the Renova Roofing Party Deck is the place to be this summer. The deck includes all-you-can-eat food and beverage service for 2 hours, as well as group recognition on the MGM Park video board during the game. Enjoy the scenic views of the game from the suite level. Get in the action and call 228-233-3465 today.
Want a fun, family affordable Saturday night? Join the Shuckers at MGM Park every Saturday home game for Shuck Yeah Saturday. Be one of the first 1,000 fans at MGM Park on Saturday, July 29th at 6:05 for a clear backpack giveaway presented by Blue Cross Blue Shield of Mississippi. Reserve your tickets today at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com and get in on the fun.
Other teams might have season ticket holders, but in Biloxi, become a member of the team with a Shuck Nation membership. Pick your way to be at MGM Park for every big home run, late rally, and get out of your seat moment for the 2023 season with one of our memberships, starting as low as $27 a month. Memberships include flexible tickets, exclusive discounts, unique experiences, lasting memories, and more. Become a part of Shuck Nation today at BiloxiShuckers.com or call 228-233-2465.
Over the M Braves, first pitch from the lefty Darryl Thompson. This is inside of the right-handed hitting Javier Valdez. And we are back underway, Trustmark Park. Shuckers trying to make this the final half inning of the weekend. Lefty Thompson fires, misses inside. Count goes to 2-0. Shuckers got 3 in the third, 1 in the fourth, and a fantastic pitching performance between Rodriguez, Bennett, and Thompson this afternoon. 2-0 delivery. Swing and a ground ball. One hop to Murray at short. Takes a step, fires a strike to Clark at first. And the Shuckers, two outs away from a series win. Shuckers starter Carlos Rodriguez struck out 8, walked 3 in 4 scoreless innings. Nick Bennett came in, allowed just one hit in 3 scoreless innings. So far, Darryl Thompson, with a little help from Jefferson Queiroz, retired all 4 batters he's faced. Coleman in from the left side. Thompson's first pitch. Swing and a miss of the slider. Count goes to 0-1. Cody Milligan was the first batter to face Thompson, walked, and then Caro gunned him down at second, trying to steal. The 0-1 pitch. Slider called the strike. Goes down 2. Coleman 1-for-3 today. Single back in the fourth inning. First hit of the game. The 0-2 pitch. Up high. Count goes to 1-2. back in from the left side. Shadow's starting to creep up right behind Jefferson Caro at the plate. Thompson delivers. Fastball, cold, strike three on the outside corner, 94 miles an hour. Thompson struck out three. Shuckers are one out away. You can see why the Brewers wanted to sign Thompson out of the independent ranks. Brings up the right-handed hitting Hudson Potts. First pitch, fastball called a strike. The count goes to 0-1. Nobody on with two outs, bottom of the ninth inning. Shuckers lead it 4-0. Thompson delivers to Potts. Misses low, bounces into Caro's glove. Count evens up 1-1. Shuckers shut out the Braves in game one. Braves took game two. Shuckers pitching today has been marvelous. The 1-1 delivery. Fastball called a strike, and the Shuckers are one strike away. Potts steps back in. Thompson, the lefty, set at the letters. Now the pitch. Fastball, cold strike three on the outside corner. It's four strikeouts from Darryl Thompson in his affiliated ball debut, and the Shuckers take the series against the Braves.
And that'll do it. Congratulations to the final numbers. For Biloxi, 4 runs, 8 hits, and no errors. For the Braves, 1 run, 2 hits.
Final score in this one, 4-0 Shuckers. Shuckers get 4 runs on 8 hits with no errors. The Braves, no runs on 2 hits. And 1 error. Nick Bennett gets the win in his first career relief appearance, while Daniel Martinez gets tagged with the loss. Darryl Thompson, a great way to end it. Nick Bennett, great job to get to him. And Carlos Rodriguez, an incredible start in his Double-A debut. Goes 4 innings, gives up 1 hit, no runs, 3 walks, and 8 strikeouts as the Shuckers improve to 2-1. Get their third straight series win over the Braves dating back to last year. We'll take a break. When we come back, we'll have the final totals and wrap everything up from Trustmark Park. Your final score, Shuckers 4, Braves 0.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Everyone deserves a great smile. Smile Doctors by DN Orthodontics is here to help you, Shuckers fans. With some of the country's leading orthodontists right here in Biloxi, Smile Doctors by DN Orthodontics accepts most insurance. Whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, we make amazing smiles affordable with 0% APR financing. Get the confident smile you deserve. Visit SmileDoctors.com today and book your free consult. Smile Doctors by DN Orthodontics, the official smile provider of minor league baseball.
Beer, soda, hot dogs, all at a discount? That's right. Join the boys of summer at MGM Park every Thursday home game for Thirsty Thursday, presented by Yuengling, Coca-Cola, and Kicker 108. Enjoy $2 Yuengling drafts, hot dogs, and sodas, along with $4 draft beer specials. Want more? Splash in with the Shuckers Thirsty Thursday deal with reserve level ticket and 2 drink vouchers for $14. Join in on the fun and reserve your tickets, hey, at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Want a fun, family-affordable Saturday night? Join the Shuckers at MGM Park every Saturday home game for Shuck Yeah Saturday. Celebrate the weekend with premium giveaways, specialty jerseys, and unique acts every Saturday night throughout the 2023 season. Reserve your tickets today at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com and get in on the fun.
It's time to wrap up today's action. Welcome inside the Shuckers post-game show.
Let's send it back to the booth on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Biloxi Shuckers take the series finale against the M Braves. 4-0 your final. Biloxi Shuckers improve to 2-1. The 2023 season. Happy Easter Sunday, wherever you're listening in this afternoon. It was a fun one. Shuckers went in 4-0. 4 runs, 8 hits, no errors. The M Braves, no runs, 2 hits, and an error. So welcome you inside. Biloxi Shuckers postgame show. Chief Blake along with you. Once again, the Shuckers get early runs. The pitching staff is terrific. It really follows the script. Just like Friday. Shuckers now head into their home opener 2-1. They'll have at least a share of first place in the Southern League South in a big opening series win against the Emperor. 2 shutouts in 4 games. Not too shabby for the Shuckers as they'll head home on Tuesday for the home opener. For the Shuckers, 4 runs, 8 hits, no errors. In total, they lead 8 on the base paths, go 4 of 11 with runners in scoring position. But the big thing, the M Braves, no runs, 2 hits, 1 error. They leave 6 on, 0-1 in scoring position. The Shuckers do a terrific job to limit opportunities for the M Braves to get into scoring position as they take it in the series finale, which is their 20th win against the M Braves since the start of the 2022 season and their 3rd straight series win against the M Braves dating back to last year. All your scoring summary for the Shuckers. They scored 3 of their 4 runs in the 3rd inning. Lamar Sparks double drove home Isaac Collins thanks to a walk and a stolen base from Collins. One of 2 stolen bases he had on the afternoon. Shuckers go 7-7 this weekend in stolen bases. Xavier Warren then triples home Sparks and Lutz. A ground rule double over wall in center brings home Xavier Warren. So at that point, make it 3-0. All the Shuckers would need is 1-1. Horace Rodriguez on his first hit in Double-A, doubled in the left. Bring home Ethan Murray, who reached on an error. On the pitching side of things, Carlos Rodriguez for the Shuckers, terrific in his Double-A debut. Those 4 innings gives up 1 hit. No runs, 3 walks, 8 strikeouts for 66 pitches. Gives way to Nick Bennett, who throws 3 scoreless innings, allows 1 hit, 1 walk, and 2 strikeouts to Gerald Thompson in his affiliated ball debut after a winding independent league career from the Pecos League to the American Association to the Atlantic League and then the Frontier League. Comes in and shuts the door. A really impressive 2 innings. No runs, no hits, 1 walk, 4 strikeouts. As the Shuckers win it 4-0. Nick Bennett, your winner, he improves to 1-0. Daniel Martinez, your loser, he falls to 0-1. We'll take a break. When we come back, we'll wrap it up around the Southern League and the Brewers organization before we set it up with the home opener on Tuesday against Pensacola. Once the Shuckers postgame show rolls on.
If you're ready to knock it out of the park this season with your heating and cooling needs, call Keats. When your AC isn't the coldest, call Keats Heating and Air. Our goal is to get you comfortable same day with affordable pricing and a team you can trust. Whether you're searching for maintenance, service, or replacement, we've got you covered. Remember, don't sweat the heat. Call Keats Heating and Air Conditioning at 228-265-8609.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJ'sAutoParts.com. VJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
When it comes to top-notch AC installation and repair, AC Man in Ocean Springs knocks it out of the park. AC Man is your local Rheem dealer with affordable prices and convenient financing available. Of course, if you need maintenance and repair to your current unit, AC Man will be there in a jiffy to get you all cool and comfortable. Call AC Man in Ocean Springs at 228-875-4487. AC Man, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
Oh no, there's water everywhere.
Dad, a pipe broke.
My poor carpet.
We need a plumber.
And fast.
Roto-Rooter does plumbing.
We need somebody to clean up this water.
And Roto-Rooter does water cleanup.
As soon as I can find the phone and all this water, I'm calling a bunch of people.
I told you, Roto-Rooter does both. 1-800-GET-ROTO.
Wait, Roto-Rooter does plumbing?
And water cleanup?
Yeah, they do both. 1-800-GET-ROTO.
What's their number?
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name.
And away go troubles down the drain.
Roto-Rooter!
Welcome back inside the Biloxi Shuckers postgame show. The Shuckers win it 4-0 against the Mississippi Braves. David Blake back with you on the Biloxi Shuckers radio network. Shuckers win it 4-0 and improve to 2-1 on the 2023 season. They'll return home on Tuesday and face the Pensacola Blue Wahoos in a six-game series. Justin Jarvis will make his season debut against the righty M.D. Johnson, the reigning 2022 Midwest League Pitcher of the Year with the Beloit Skycarp. Johnson also makes his first start of the season. It's time for one last look around the farm and around the Southern League, brought to you by Owa Parks and Resort. Plan your visit today at visitowa.com. Only one game still in action around the farm, the Carolina Mudcats and Fayetteville Woodpeckers in action. Bottom of the fourth inning, tied at zero in Fayetteville, North Carolina. Everything else has gone final. The Brewers win five of their first six home games. They take down the St. Louis Cardinals 6-1. Freddy Peralta gets the win for the Crew at the big league level. Nashville and Memphis. Memphis wins it 6-1 as Robert Stock falls to 0-2 on the season, and Nashville falls to 5-4 on the season. In the Midwest League, the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers fall 5-4. Caleb Bowman gets tagged with the loss. It's a walk-off win for the Skycarp as Wisconsin falls 5-4. They fall to 1-2 on the season. The other final in 10 innings, Carolina and Fayetteville, they had to finish up their game from Friday. They were rained out after the sixth inning on Friday and did not play yesterday. Final score there in 10 innings, Carolina 10, Fayetteville nothing. Mudcats at 1-0, Fayetteville at 0-1, as we mentioned just a moment ago. Bottom of the fourth inning, Carolina and Fayetteville tied at zero. Only one other game around the Southern League today. It's Montgomery and Pensacola. They're in the bottom of the third inning, tied at zero. That series tied up one apiece between the two teams. An offensive explosion last night for Pensacola in a massive 12-7 win over Montgomery. Shuckers will see whether or not Pensacola comes in at 2-1 or 1-2 on Tuesday. Tuesday, the home opener for the Shuckers. First pitch at 6:35. Gates open at 5:30. Tickets still available. Order them today at BiloxiShuckers.com or visit the MGM Park box office. Shuckers win it today 4-0. Final time of the game, 2:25. Final attendance, 1,925. Nick Bennett, the winner. Daniel Martinez, the loser. The Shuckers have at least a share of first place in the Southern League. They take down the Mississippi Braves and win their third straight series against the M Braves and their 20th against the M Braves in the last two seasons. For all of us here at the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network, I'm Javik Blake. As we say so long from Pearl, we'll talk to you from the friendly confines of MGM Park on Tuesday. Have a great afternoon. Have a great Monday. We'll talk to you at 6:20 with pregame on Tuesday for a first pitch at 6:35.
This has been a presentation of Biloxi Shuckers Baseball on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and Cruisin' WGCM. For all news, stats, highlights, tickets, and schedules, visit BiloxiShuckers.com. Make sure to stay up to date and follow the team on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at Biloxi Shuckers. This has been Biloxi Shuckers Baseball on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
It's our party, and we'll cruise if we want to. Cruise WGCM.